U.S. Senator Mark Kelly just keeps stepping in it.
My concern is with the service members, that they're going to, we're going to put these individuals in a really, really tough decision, in a tough place. And, you know, they may find out, you know, down the road that they did something that is illegal. It is not fair to them. That's why we need presidents and Secretary of Defense who understand the Constitution, who understand the rule of law, and have more respect for the Constitution and the country and service members than the whims of a president.
They're following unlawful commands from Donald Trump. And if you're committing offenses and your defense is going to be, I was just following orders. You know, that didn't work out so well at Nuremberg. It certainly didn't work out so well for Lieutenant Calley when he, you know, engaged in mass murder, the My Lai massacre. Someday when the rule of law comes back into the light of day, will have to be tackled. They'll have to be held accountable for those abuses.
When you and your colleagues made that video, were there specific potentially illegal orders that you were thinking about that were the sort of precipitating cause for you guys to get together and do that?
You don't want to wait for your kid to get hit by a car before you tell him to look both ways.
The Pentagon confirmed to multiple outlets that the video is under review by the Office of the General Counsel to determine whether it constitutes improper interference with military discipline.
You can't have a functioning military if there is disorder and chaos within the ranks, and that's what these Democrat members were encouraging. It's very clear.
Regardless, Kelly keeps sticking his foot in his mouth.
You mentioned that you are a captain in the Navy. If you received that order, would you have carried it out?
No.
Kelly's pre-Senate business history has resurfaced amid heightened scrutiny of Chinese influence in U.S. technology. From 2013 to 2020, Kelly co-founded and served as a board member of Worldview Enterprises, a Tucson-based company that develops high-altitude stratospheric balloons originally marketed for commercial and research purposes. In 2013 and again in 2016, Worldview accepted investments from Tencent Holdings, the Chinese tech giant closely tied to the Chinese Communist Party and subject to national security laws requiring data cooperation with Beijing. Tencent's WeChat platform has been cited by U.S. officials as a tool for censorship and surveillance.
The facts are China has put a lot of money into high-altitude balloons or what you call satellite arrays, surveillance arrays, but more importantly, communication systems. But they've also put a lot of money in to deliver a electromagnetic pulse weapon that's detonated and powered by an atomic or hydrogen bomb going off. It's estimated that a 40 megaton bomb, that's a medium-sized bomb, would knock out large portions of the United States that was detonated around 80,000 feet in the right conditions. But there's more radiation that goes further at night because of radiation that's already in the atmosphere from the sun. And so they would try to detonate these at night. They would have a much bigger effect. You've seen what solar flares do, wreaking havoc with satellites. That's nothing compared to this. And the fact that Biden didn't order this shot down day one, the fact that the Communist Chinese confirmed it was theirs, just shows you what the Border Patrol said. They're not watching the border. They're not watching anything except us.
$100,000 a month as a retainer for Hunter Biden to work for a Chinese entity with ties to the Chinese Communist Party. $500,000 right off the top as a one-time payment to Hunter. And $65,000 a month for James Biden, the president's brother. We're talking about the question of what could Hunter Biden possibly bring to the table.
The fact that this has been going on is important. Yes, the globalists set up China, but by the time Xi Jinping came along, and now he's arrested his predecessor that was working with the globalist, Xi Jinping has told big tech of the New World Order, I'm in charge, and I'm not going to deal with you anymore.
Kelly divested his ownership stake and resigned from the board in early 2020 upon entering the Senate race, placing his holdings in a blind trust. Which begs the question, are we blindly trusting CCP sedition blowhard Senator Kelly? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of, like, thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-element formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you, and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Into the American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, everyone. It is, December 3rd, 2025. We are almost out of 2025. And this morning, we've got blind psychic predictions. We've got dimtards that are talking out of their butt, claiming that what Pete Hegseth is doing is akin to a war crime. Yet these people were silent. In fact, even complicit in killing American citizens with drones. We're going to go over that. I've got all kinds of stuff. Judge Boasberg refusing to testify before Congress after authorizing secret spying of hundreds of Republicans. I've got some interesting grooming news that we're going to do later, probably in the second hour. I'll show you that one right there. There it is. The new season. I know you've been breathlessly anticipating season 18 of RuPaul's Drag Race. And then last night I got a text from a former Info Warrior. I guess she's still an Info Warrior. Leanne McAdoo sent me this and said, you got to listen to the lyrics. So we'll go over it together later, and I'll show you how that ties into all the other grooming activities these people are doing. Trump says he wants to abolish the income tax. There's so much to cover. There's a peace plan in process, but people are saying it's falling apart. We've got Putin talking about it. He's like, look, if Europe wants a war, you know, we'll give them a war. They don't want peace. You know, we can do this. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. But let's start with Minneapolis Mayor Bray. This is clip one, saying he will not cooperate with ICE. And then he starts speaking Somali mid-speech. This is a short clip, 12 seconds, but you have to really go, what the hell is going on in Minnesota? Let's go to that clip.
That's not American. That's not what we are about. And we're going to do right by every single person in our cities. And so to our Somali community, Daman Shabka, Somali Aid Kunul, Minnesota, Garahan, Minneapolis, Waan Ku Janila Hai, Waan Ku Gereb Taganahan.
I like the guy in the back, the Somali in the back's like, yeah, man, he's speaking my language. I can feel it right here. So basically saying they're not going to cooperate with ICE. And here is the Minneapolis police chief demanding Somali residents call 911 on ICE if they start arresting third world migrants, because they've basically just lost their protected status. Trump removed that on the revelations that like $1 billion in aid has been missing. So they say the police chief's going to respond to it immediately. So these people are captured by whatever globalist elite is in control of Minneapolis and decided to go in there and stake the claim and go, look, we're going to take over this northern city, the Twin Cities up north, and we're going to fill it with people from the third world, and then we're going to just basically take all the tax money that's supposed to go to poor people in different programs and just start running it through a sieve and sending part of it to Somalia and then enriching ourselves and our buddies so we all shut up and go with it. So here's the Minneapolis police chief basically saying, look, I'm standing behind this fraud. If anybody comes to take you people away that have been stealing from the treasury, the state treasury, we're going to go after them. So here it is.
Folks that are masked, that they're not sure if they're law enforcement, that they may be kidnapping people. Like, we have had those reports. I want to be clear to the community. The community should know that if you see something like that, that is legitimate, that you don't know if someone is law enforcement, you should call 911. And you should provide as much information as possible, because let's not forget, we very recently had tragedy in this state by someone who was purporting to be law enforcement. So please, let's be clear. That's something everyone should report and that we will immediately respond to, and we will document, whether it's somebody's not sure if there's a kidnapping happening, somebody's not sure if that there's law enforcement present or not. And that's something else that's additional policy requirements that we are implementing, that we will document and report these types of things anytime that we hear it, and reminding our officers of their duty to intervene. So if there is anything that is, a violation of someone's human rights or civil rights, excessive force or anything like that, they absolutely have a duty to intervene as police officers.
So there we go. And they're doing it under the guise of, oh, these people are wearing masks. And the reason these people are wearing masks is because the Demtards set up apps and stuff to take photos and identify people and then put that information out there. And then they were going to dox people, because they say, oh, they're not following the law. Even though the mandate was set down by the people, Trump won by the popular vote to get rid of all these migrants that came here illegally, over 20 million under Biden. Who knows how many more in the previous generations, but this is a generational problem. And this is not to say these people are bad. They were told to come up here. They were told they were going to get free things. And then they come into this system where they're shuffled around and used as pawns for the census, for voting districts, for allocation of funds. You know, there was the report a few weeks ago in Charlotte that 30% of the kids didn't show up for school. Well, let's just extrapolate that. Say that's the mean. That's the average. 30% average in a community are illegal immigrants. So that's 30% more people driving on the roads that shouldn't be there, destroying the roads. That's why you have more potholes. That's 30% of people getting funds like SNAP benefits and stuff like that shouldn't be getting them. Why do you think food prices are so high? 42 million people are on SNAP benefits. So that's free money they're getting every month, so they can just go buy whatever they want. So what do the grocers do? They raise the prices. When the SNAP benefits were cut for a month, oh, they immediately lowered prices 7%. Wow. Huh. That's called deflationary right there. Boom. And all this goes back to Minnesota. This is really where the president has turned his eye to what's going on in Minnesota and with Tim Walz. And guys, see if you can find it. There's a clip somewhere where he's asked about all this, and he blames everybody under the sun for this billion-dollar fraud scheme that was going on. He blames everybody else but his own people. So this is off of Newsmax. Whistleblowers tried to stop a $1 billion fraud scheme, and instead, Tim Walz retaliated against them. So there was a whole whistleblower squad saying, hey, this money's just flowing out the door. We got to do something. And they're bringing it to, let's bring it to the governor's attention. And the governor's like, oh, really? All right, let's go after you. That's what the Democrats do. If you're a whistleblower and you come out, you immediately get attacked by the Democrats. So here's that clip from Newsmax.
Hundreds of DHS employees in Minnesota are calling out Governor Tim Walz, holding him 100% responsible for a $1 billion fraud scandal in COVID-era child nutrition programs. Writing online, we let Tim Walz know of fraud early on, hoping for a partnership in stopping fraud. But no, we got the opposite response. Tim Walz systematically retaliated against whistleblowers. Tyler, your response.
I think this is absolutely infuriating. And these, we deserve so many answers from Tim Walz on this, because he's not just being accused here of not investigating fraud. He's being accused of silencing whistleblowers, of delegitimizing them to the media, and then also of choosing people for these roles who are not going to, who are not competent to do the job, and who are not going to trace down the abuse and the fraud.
Oh, he's putting people that are not competent. Oh, right. That's how it is. They're too stupid to know that the fraud's happening. Right, right. It's just a mistake. We had no idea. And the Franklin memes are fast and furious, pun intended, going out everywhere. Here's a good one. Franklin meets a retard. There it is right there. Good old Franklin. I love how, like, this was like a millennial book series. I don't remember Franklin when I was growing up. So this is definitely, let me ask the millennials out there. Was this your guys? Franklin was big with the millennials. So now the millennials are going, look, let's come out with a new book series. And, you know, there was one where Franklin was shooting. Oh, here it is right here. Franklin targets narco terrorists right here. Look at that. Good old Franklin taking out the narco terrorists because, you know, we got to stop that drug money somehow. And let's go to clip six now. This is Trump. He's removed the protective status of the Somalis. And, you know, just a small band of them managed to just steal $1 billion and send most of it to Somalia to fund whatever they're funding over there. Probably gun sales. What I think is happening, and I don't know this for sure, but this money's being sent to Somalia. The Somalians are then hooking up with the Ukrainians to get the money, the guns and stuff, the 30% that's been allocated for to wash. You know, they said 30% of the stuff is missing. Oh, and there's Somalians on Ice. There's Tim Walz. And there's a new movie coming out, Somalians on Ice. It's about a Somalian hockey player and his coach, Tim Walz, that are going out there. But let's hear what, this is what Trump had to say. This is clip six, Trump on the Somali migrants.
And they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Somebody say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country's no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I could say that about other countries, too. I could say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to help. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Look at that. The whole room erupts in applause. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, President Trump, for standing up for America and having some basic standards. Hey, you know, we don't want people to come in that do nothing but suck off the government tit and steal $1 billion in the process. Hey, we don't want that. Is that okay? Can we not have that? Is that too much to ask in the year 2025? as we end the year? Is it too much to ask that people we bring in and let them enjoy the fruits of our ancestors' behavior and our ancestors' work? And what do? They come in and they crap all over us. They tell us we're scum, we're racist, as they steal and loot. They're pirates. And I have nothing against these people, but go back and make your place better. Oh, why can't it be better? Oh, supposedly, I was watching a clip. Hotep Jesus was on. He was talking about how, you know, oh, the Moors came in and they showed all the Europeans how to use running water. And they were living with the animals. And they said, oh, come out of the barn. They come out of the barn. Well, that's funny, because now you look at European culture and you look at sub-Saharan culture and you go, well, what happened? What happened? I guess we stole the secrets of gunpowder from the Chinese and then came down and conquered all these lands. But I thought y'all told us how to live and how to do things right. But what happened? Okay. You look around, you go, I don't know how it's possible that a group came up from sub-Saharan Africa and said, hey, we're going to teach you people how to live. I mean, the present doesn't bend to that. There's no ruins of great civilizations in Africa, because they didn't need to think about the future. They could just run around and eat whatever was there. So they never had to go, hey, let's plan. We have to figure out how to take this grain that we're harvesting and turn it into food that we can keep later, either grinding it up or turning it into meat or beer. They didn't have to think about storage of foods for later. So it was a different place. So that was a great clip, though, from Trump. I'm glad he started to take the gloves off. I think he needs to do it more. I think the more these people get outraged, the more he needs to go on the offense. And let's just look at the benefits. This is clip 4. You know, you want to talk about inflation, how these numbers came up. Here it is. This is Juanita Broderick, victim of the Bill Clinton administration. The Biden administration gave illegals 7 times more cash benefits than American military families. That's amazing. So let's go into the weeds. Here it is, 17-second clip from Fox News.
It's as part of a $53 million program, giving the average family of four more than $1,400 per month. It's more than the allowance for some deployed troops. Fox News Digital breaking it all down, saying, quote, while an average military family is suffering from a deficit of $1,860 over a period of 9 months, a similarly sized illegal migrant family is being given nearly 7 times more. Joining us off the grid, Fox.
So you see how that works? You bring in 20 million illegals. And so you divide that by 4 for number of families. There's 4 people in a family, which is, that's an okay estimate, because some are coming in single. Some are married couples. Some are families with kids. So 4. Divide that by 20. It's about 500,000 groups of people getting $1,400 a month. And that doesn't count anything else. That's just the 20 million illegals that came in under Biden. That doesn't talk about the other illegals that have been here before, the other people who've been the generations of poor Americans that have taught themselves how to live in the system of SNAP. And you see what they go by. You've seen the videos of all these carts of food they're filling up of the processed crap. That's easy to fix, easy to eat, doesn't take much. No, they're not spending it on, you know, getting organic produce, and they're not shopping in the wings of the aisles. No, they're in the center where all the crap is, all the poison with the dyes and the glyphosate infused wheat and the seed oils all mixed together for a little mush. And that's what they're spending it on. So the prices go up. The food prices go up. So the people bitching about affordability need to go, hey, why don't we get rid of the 40 to 50 million piglets that are sucking off the tit that don't need to be here, that could go somewhere else, suck off somebody else's tit. And speaking of SNAP benefits, this is a video that Elon posted. He reposted this video. If the state won't share data on criminal use of SNAP benefits, then they won't get a dollar of federal SNAP administration funding. So that's from Brooke Rollins is breaking this down. She's the agricultural secretary. And basically saying, look, if you're not going to give us the data on how you're siphoning off this money and stealing it, well, we're not going to give you any more money. Oh, and the Democrats will cry and, oh, we're being victimized. Oh, help us. We can't steal the money anymore. I'm just so sick of it. It's ridiculous. But here's Brooke Rollins breaking it all down.
In February of this year, we asked for all the states for the first time to turn over their data to the federal government to let the USDA partner with them to root out this fraud, to make sure that those who really need food stamps are getting them, but also to ensure that the American taxpayer is protected. 21 states said yes, not surprised. 29 states said yes, not surprisingly, the red states. And that's where all of that data, that fraud comes from. But 21 states, including California, New York, and Minnesota, blue states, continue to say no. So as of next week, we have begun and will begin to stop moving federal funds into those states until they comply and they tell us and allow us to partner with them to root out this fraud and to protect the American taxpayer. As Joe Biden was working to buy an election a year ago, he increased food stamp program funding by 40%. So now as we continue to roll that back.
So the red states are sharing their data, and that's showing fraud. And they're like, here's the fraud numbers we have from the states that cooperated. Imagine what the fraud is from the states not cooperating, the 21 states that are going, oh, we can't show them we've just been stealing the money. I mean, I don't know why, because nothing's going to happen to them. It's just going to be like, oh, here's a report of all the fraud going on. And we're going to go, wow, that's quite a report. Another $1 billion down the drain. Next story. Oh, look, Republican Matt Van Epps holds deep red House district. Yeah, he won by 7 points in a district that Trump won by 20. Not a big win. And that should hopefully wake some Republicans up. So now they got like a, let's see, that's a 14-point deficit that they got to make up. They just ought to assume they're down 15 points in every district, and they got to make that up. They got to get it to zero. So as we go to break, I want to let people know about the 12 Days of Christmas sale. If you buy one supplement at the alexjonesstore.com, you get one for free, and it's any supplement. So you can get Ultimate Life Force, and you get Methylene Blue Free, or you get Methylene Blue Free, and maybe pick up some Ultimate Burn or some Methylene Red. It's going on. It's going to end Sunday, December 7th. So the rest of the week, you could get in there, get this, get your Christmas gifts. Do your shopping with us. And every purchase right now gets 50 times entries to win either the Jeep Rubicon or the Ford Raptor that we have. And you can see all the details. There's actually one of the scrolling screens on there. There it is. Says you can win your chance to win both. So check it out, thealexjonesstore.com.
The 12 Days of Christmas sale is here. At thealexjonesstore.com. For the next 12 days, we will be running a series of limited time sales. All supplements, while supplies last, are buy one, get one free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement free. This isn't buy one supplement, the same supplement, like Ultra Methylene Blue, get another one free. This is you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. I mean, this is an insanely good deal. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Sunday, December 7th. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Every purchase gets 50x entries to win our Jeep Rubicon 392. Oh, my God. I drove one of those. Just amazing. So smooth. This is not your granddaddy's Jeep. Every purchase gets 50x entries this week.
Every time you buy something, you're putting 50 times in the sweepstakes to win our Jeep Rubicon 392, 10K cash on top of it, and brand new Ford Raptor 10K cash for that. This only happens every few months at a crossover where we're about to end one sweepstakes and a new one's beginning. So there's this 1 week period every 2 months where when you enter to win, you can potentially win both vehicles. That obviously increases your chance of winning one. The bigger issue is it funds this operation. And we can't do it without you. And we have changed the world together. And InfoWars is more influential than ever thanks to you being in the InfoWar. Everything I sell is the very best supplement we can get, the very best highly rated. I take it all. It has changed my life taking the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum. These aren't sexy names, but boy, they have sexy effects. The Ultra Methylene Blue. And again, consult your physician before you take methylene blue. Ours is medical grade, the strongest out there. Talk to your physician first before you take it. This isn't a game. But bovine colostrum, should probably rerun that ad. It was just me at dinner for my dad's birthday in November, right after he had open heart surgery. Thank God it went well. And they had just gotten my bovine colostrum before we even rolled it out, a few months before. And my mother's like, our hair, our nails, our skin, this is insane. Well, bovine colostrum works really great. This is the best. We got the private label, the best that's out there. That's just an example of what is available at thealexjonesstore.com. So you can buy any supplement, buy one, get any other supplement you want free, and you've got just 5 days to do it until the 7th of December, 2025. And it's a total win-win. But you're going to get the bovine colostrum and have a great effect. You're going to get the methylene blue and have an incredible effect. You're going to get the Irish sea moss and have a great effect. Now, things like the Irish sea moss and Shilajit take a week or so to build up to feel the effects. Same with bovine colostrum. Not the case with methylene blue. Not the case with our turmeric. That is the strongest. 95% curcuminoid. The average turmeric product's 4%. Still works great for inflammation and, you know, helps your overall immune system and health. So these are all game-changing, amazing products at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. Wide selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. Do your Christmas shopping with us. Ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, limited edition sweaters. Don't fight the crowds. Get great deals and support the InfoWar. Just decide to do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com and let's continue to change the world together.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with Shilajit, turmeric, bovine colostrum, too. And he was always stocked high with the precious methylene blue. But up on Mount Microchip lived the Grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast. And he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took methylene blue, red, ultimate life force, and the Shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout. The globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop. To be continued.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, we are back live. Thank you for joining us on The American Journal. Brianna Murillo is at the Pentagon for the second day of talking points receiving, I guess is what we should call it. Which, you know, I have no problem with our, it's hard to trust the government after what they've done for many years in terms of lying to us, stealing from us, putting patriots in prison. You look at the government, you know, no matter what administration's in, you're like, the government is too big. It's doing too many things wrong. So it's kind of hard to trust them at this point on anything. It just is. They have to, it has to be earned. Okay. And I'm looking at my conservative and Republican government counterparts and going, your trust has to be earned. And when you say stuff like, oh, the shooter who tried to kill President Trump and Butler acted alone. Nobody knew anything. He didn't have a social media footprint, yet he had a social media footprint. It's kind of hard to have that trust. And I didn't even want to, you know, there's a hit piece put out on Cash Patel. And I believe it was Amuse did a breakdown of that whole article. And, you know, the stuff against Cash Patel was kind of cherry picked, but there was other things in that. And I just read it this morning, actually. I didn't even print it out. And it was, you know, how the culture of the FBI for a long time was DEI, DEI. You didn't have to do work. You go to DEI training. So you could basically just run around in this DEI merry-go-round and not do any work. And that has shifted. And that's causing a lot of the pain because these, you know, what's the nicest way to say this? These subtards. You know, they never had to grow up with any real responsibility. So they've been given everything. Then they go into these schools. You know, they come from well-off families. So they never have to, like, work in a building where half of it has no heat. So you got to, like, bundle up. And they don't understand that. Because they're like, I've always had heat all my life. I've never had to deal with anything like that. I'm digressing. But my point is, That long report written by, you know, the officials was like the culture in the FBI is slowly changing and it's becoming, hey, we're going after actual criminals now. We're not just going to let criminals run around. So when Cash Patel is running around going, look, we're getting criminals. We're getting all these low intern, that's the new report. He's become internally paralyzed by fear. Yeah. And maybe that's true with Cash Patel, but the culture of we're going after criminals seems to have changed, and they're actually going and they're arresting people. It's low level. You know, we want to see the big fish. We know there's big fish out there that need to be under the microscope, like Judge Boasberg. You know, oh, hey, you guys get to spy on whoever you want. And I'm not even going to come answer any questions from you because I'm a federal judge. Clap this fucking bald motherfucker in irons. Sorry about that, guys. Dump it and drag his ass into court. And make him answer questions. That's what you do to people like this. These punks that have been living off the dole, scheming and stealing. Oh, he just doesn't have to answer questions. He doesn't have to. He's a dimtard. He doesn't have to answer for his crimes. He means well. So I'm sick of the double standard. Guys, I think I just felt the heat come on. That heat just actually come on. I could hear it. Anyway. Well, let's just go to more fraud. And this is a video. This is number 7. Oh, no. I wanted to bookend Tim Walz. Let's go to clip 25 of Tim Walz answering questions from Manhands Wilker. Seriously, look at her hands. Makes you think, is she a he? Who knows? I don't even going to get into that. I'm just, what, she's got weird hands. She looks like she could palm a basketball and go out in the fields and just husk corn for days. She's got those hardworking man hands. Her hands are probably bigger than mine. And I don't have big hands. But I'm a big guy, but my hands aren't big for my size. You can see my hands right there. They're not super, but you know, I do play the bass. So I can get around on that. But here's Manhands Wilker and Tim Walz and Tim Walz blaming everyone under the sun for the looting that's gone on under his administration, except for looking at himself in the mirror. So here it is.
Well, speaking of the Somali community, President Trump is targeting them and your state in part. He's citing fraud as the reason for his crackdown. Dozens of people of East African descent have been charged, convicted, fraud and sentenced me? For stealing more than $1 billion in taxpayer money from government programs during COVID. As you know, Governor, that is more than Minnesota spends each year to run its Department of Corrections. So I want to give you a chance to respond to this. Do you take responsibility for failing to stop this fraud in your state?
Well, certainly I take responsibility for putting people in jail. Governors don't get to just talk theoretically. We have to solve problems. And I will note, it's not just Somalis. Minnesota is a generous state. Minnesota is a prosperous state, a well-run state. We're AAA bond rated, but that attracts criminals. There's a reason Minnesota ranks as the top. Lowest childhood poverty, best place for children to live. People are taking advantage of that. They're going to prison. That is totally disconnected with demonizing an entire group of people who came here fleeing civil war and created a vibrant community that makes Minnesota and this country better. But that's Donald Trump. Deflect, demonize, come up with no solutions. He's not going to help fix anything on fraud. My God, there's a big difference between fraud and corruption is something he knows about.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Somali's on ice. Oh, Tim Walz. See, it's everybody else's fault. And we're a well-run state. They only stole $1 billion. This is well-run. See? You see what well-run means? Well-run means you only steal $1 billion that we know of. That's what we've found out so far. You know, because we don't really audit anything. So, and so the FBI talks about the arresting of criminals. I haven't seen anybody, have we seen any perp walks in Minnesota? Anybody getting arrested? No. No. So it'd be nice to see when we come out with things like this, they go, oh, here's the people that were taking the fraud, that this money went somewhere. People were getting it. Oh, it has to be proved in triplicate and then have a blessing from a federal judge before anything can happen. So see, there you go. So let's just cover more of the fraud. This is video from an H-1B conference in Seattle. Hosted by the IT Serve Alliance, the largest H-1B advocacy group. And they claim they would kick Trump's ass, some of the people here. And they boasted having more political power than the average American. So H-1B, very powerful. Oh, I'm just going to assume they're Indian. Let's go to the clip.
Kick the butt of Donald Trump. Kick his ass, really.
Kick his ass hard.
Kick him.
Would beat his ass. Trump a bad man. Oh, I see a white person in there. Wow.
And what did they have? What did they have? A brand new president that was full. And I don't care which side. I don't care. First of all, when Trump talks about anti-immigrant, I'm always surprised. Two out of his three wives were immigrants. It's true. And somebody recently said, you know, the joke that they make that immigrants do all the hard work that no other person wants to do. That's what they talk about the poor wives who got married to him, that no other American would want to be with him. The fact is, Prakash mentioned it, the president is not God. The president is not making the laws in this country, though he thinks he can make laws. So remember this. When you leave this evening, when you go back home, stop worrying at night. When you panic and worry, that means you have not become a member of IT, sir. That means you don't believe in your own power. And that means you have not believed in the power of unity as an organization.
The power of unity. I've worked in companies run by Indians. And I can say this. Hardworking people, they will work all night. I think they're kind of coerced to work as hard as they are. They'll get a three-bedroom apartment and put seven people in it. Because to them, a three-bedroom apartment is a palace from where they came from. And they understand that. They go, oh, wow, it's pretty nice. Hey, we could get a bunch of us in here, pool our resources. And, you know, they usually don't buy a lot of furniture because they never had furniture. So they don't even know that what they're missing. But, you know, I love how she's talking about the hard work. You know, if you've ever been into an IT server room, I mean, it's work to put these server rooms together, but you're toiling under very cold environments. Probably the worst thing you have is the whirring of the fans of these machines going, you go in one of these rooms and it's just, it's got a nice calming white noise effect. But that's what most of these guys are doing. Putting together server networks. And once the network's put together, then you're just maintaining it. Which only when something goes wrong do you have to, you know, most of the time this stuff, I'd say probably what, 90%, 95% working. So there's a 5% of the time that after that you have to do some work. Unless you're adding new things and there are the companies growing. But once you've maintained a system and brought it in and it's working, these things pretty much work themselves out for, you know, a couple years at a time. Then all of a sudden, boom, something will crash and you got to fix it. You got to do updates. Oh, time to do the serverware updates. We'll be back. So that's the attitude of the H-1B community. That's the attitude there. So let's see. We got the rest of this hour. You know what? I'm going to give out the number now and we'll take some calls in the second hour. So I'd love to hear from what everybody's doing this morning. I got a clip from Putin I got to get to. RFK Jr. is going after the Hep B vaccine. In fact, maybe at some point I still have my inserts from many years ago. I went and collected. I got all the inserts. They don't do this now because they've wised up, but I told my doctor, I said, if you want to, anything you want to inject in my kid, I want to see the actual insert, the package insert, not the piece of paper that says it's safe and effective, but the actual insert that talks about the studies and the side effects and everything they don't tell you in their baby wellness check visits. I want to see all that. And so I got those many, many years ago, and they sit in my desk, and every once in a while I pull them out and show people that it says, hey, look, they've never been tested to see if they cause cancer. Huh. Yeah, they put it in writing that they've never tested these things to see if they cause cancer, but they say they're safe and effective. Okay. But we never tested them to see if they cause cancer. We admit it. No, we never tested them, so we don't know. We'll get into that. We'll get into some grooming. And we'll take your phone calls. Oh, we got blind psychic Baba Vanga's world-changing 2025 prophecy feared to occur in just days. Well, don't worry. I don't want to tell you what it's going to be. But there, 1996, the Bulgarian mystic died. And she gave she didn't write anything down. Most of it comes from her daughter or her niece. So who knows where she's getting the information from. Maybe she wrote it down. I don't know. But we got something happening. We don't want to give it away. But 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We'll go to your calls in the next hour. Here's a couple articles or a couple videos on COVID. But first, I want to show you this. Look. They're still out there pushing it. Well, Trump's taking it, you know, and now it's funny. After Trump took that, it seemed to like dropped him a step a bit. He seems a little slumped. He's not as energetic as he used to be. You know, they're catching him falling asleep. I mean, he probably got rocked with whatever they put in. They're probably like, oh, this is the vial from one of the worst batches. Let's shake it up really good. Just checked it into him. He's like, it's a very good product. I love it. Operation Warp Speed was the best. And yeah. Okay. We'll see. We'll see Trump. People are still dropping dead for no reason. For no reason. People are dropping dead. So adults 50, I actually qualify for this. 50 to 64 can get paid for their next COVID booster. Join a clinical study and receive an updated shot and $1,300 for your time. Now look, they got a little Hispanic guy. Hey, man, it's cool. He might be Asian. What do you think? Asian, Hispanic? Tommy Chong type of guy? Yeah. Fluid. He's fluid. So, oh, there he is again. Wow, so this guy's everywhere. Okay. So he's making money as a over 50s willing participant. Earn money. Earn money. Get your shot. You better spend that money quick. You might not be able to use it after that. But here is a whistleblower came forward tying Fauci to the CIA's cover-up of the origins of COVID. I mean, like, this is so tired. It's so tired. We're almost to 2026. So we're about to enter the 6 year after the pandemic started, the 6 year into the from the pandemic. And I still love it. I put out a video in January of 2020. And they were still calling it coronavirus then. They weren't even calling it COVID-19. And I talk about, well, they're probably going to come up with a vaccine. But let's look and see the history of these vaccines. And I play a clip of Dr. Hinneman saying, yeah, you know, we found SV40 in them and it's going to give everybody cancer. But that's okay. You know, we're going to test it on the Russians. It's going to give them tumors. They won't be able to participate in the Olympics. But this is a Fox News clip. It's very short. Fauci was about Fauci going into the CIA to talk about, you know, hey, we got to cover up the origins of COVID, because if people find out I was part of this and I was giving money to the group who was financing the studies from the virus that we took from Chapel Hill under Ralph Baric and moved it to Wuhan, oh, people might start putting two and two together. So here it is.
Fox News alert. New evidence has just surfaced tying Dr. Anthony Fauci to the CIA's cover-up of COVID-19. Last week, a whistleblower claimed the CIA was paying people off to bury the lab leak theory. And now this, from the House Committee Investigating the Pandemic Origins. Quote, Dr. Fauci was escorted into Central Intelligence Agency, CIA headquarters, without a record of entry and participated in the analysis to influence the agency's review. The committee is now ordering HHS to hand over documents detailing all of Fauci's movements during the pandemic in and out of CIA-controlled sites.
Wow. And this is, that's an old clip. It was reposted. But look at that. Fauci's going in and out of CIA sites without being registered as a visitor there. So it's like little secret meetings going. And, you know, back in, I think this is 2023, Judicial Watch got all these, they were talking about this years ago, how he's funding the creation of coronavirus mutants in Wuhan. And he's got the receipts. And this is stuff we've covered. You know, we had the Echo Life guy. Echo Health Alliance guy talking about how they got the money and they distribute it, and you know, oh, it's to help. We're trying to stop people. Yeah. Well, that's a good, who made that image? That's a good one, Dan. If you're listening on the radio, it's Fauci flying on a giant bat over a graveyard littered with COVID shots. Because that's what this guy is. This guy is a mass murderer. A mass murderer. And I guarantee you he was getting a saline shot right there. And maybe Trump is getting saline shots, but I don't know. After looking at him the last few weeks, he does look a little tired. Does look a little tired. So here's Tom Fenton. It's another short clip, just going over, covering a little bit of the history here, you know, just so we don't lose anything as we move on into the next year, 2026. Let's just remember what they did to you. Don't forget. So when they ask for your trust, it's kind of hard to get it. Here it is.
But you can see I've given you proof positive information as confirmed by NIH, NIAID, et cetera, that they were funding mutant viruses, the creation of mutant viruses. Very definition of gain-of-function research. And what was the result? I think it was COVID-19. Now, do I know that for a fact? Of course I don't. But it stands to reason. Don't you agree?
Well, you know, it was mutant bat viruses. I mean, even John Stewart, who loves to toe the dimtard line, hook, line, and sinker. He's right there. Even he went on the talk shows and said, well, do you think the place that worked on bat viruses in the same town where it came from, you think that's the place where maybe we should look? And everybody said, oh, no, how could you say that? We don't have it from authorities like the CIA or the State Department. No one said anything about that. And it's like, wow. Even the people that should be towing the line are even saying it. And we're just like, well, you know, it's okay. You know, you could, like, how is this even allowed to continue? From the company Delrict, the COVID vaccine clinical study. I wonder if they're going to hide the results. Remember they killed a bunch of people in the studies and they removed them from the study? They're like, well, they didn't make it all the way through, so that doesn't count as a study victim. So you see how that works? We take out all the bad data and we just show good data. And then we go, it's 99% effective. It's 89. It's 79. I mean, you could actually see those clips. People put clips together of the percentage going down and down and down and down and down. And there's the great meme of Fauci going, it's 90% effective. It's 50% effective. It's 25% effective. Oh, you got AIDS. Sorry. That's what happens. That's what happens. So we got like 2 minutes left. So let's cover this. Blind psychic Baba Vanga's world-changing 2025 prophecy feared to occur in days. Chief 404 told 9/11 and the COVID-19 pandemic. And now she's predicted humans will make contact with alien life this year. And it's been directly tied to Friday's FIFA World Cup 2026 draw in Washington, D.C. I guess they're going to start drawing the names out to say who's going to go against who for the World Cup, which is going to be in the U.S. this next year. So specifically, the mystic's vision described a UFO that would appear like a new light in the sky, possibly a blue beam, possibly. Put her back up. That's our psychic talking. She's giving us all the information we need. There she is. And I do believe, you know, when you are blind like that, you do, your other senses are amplified. So I don't doubt she had these visions. Maybe she picked some mushrooms out of her garden. So a new light in the sky over an event allowing humanity to meet extraterrestrials for the first time. Wow, first time. Bringing the world answers instead of fear. She left no written records of her predictions. Most of the accounts come from her niece or other followers who have documented her alleged visions after her death. And some have been accused of misinterpreting it. So, I don't know. That's a question. Do you think we've met aliens already? I mean, there's a picture of Eisenhower shaking hands with an alien somewhere, right? I think we already met him. We'll be back. I'm going to go to your phone calls. I got a lot more news. And Stuart Rhodes in the third hour. Oh, there it is. There it is. I hope you're playing your keyboards.
Right now on TheAlexJonesStore.com, you get buy one, get one free for any supplement. That includes our incredible Ultramethylene Blue, either the tincture or the capsules, as well as the Shilajit gummies, the Colostrum Plus, the Bovine Colostrum Plus, the Irish Sea Moss gummies. I mean, there's a lot of really incredible stuff. I'm here in studio with Patrick Byrne. I know you're a big fan of the Ultramethylene Blue. Right now, that's buy one, get one free. All supplements, buy one, get one free. It's the Black Friday, came early, mega sale at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Plus, we have a new deal. It's the Hat of the Month Club, where you can sign up and get a new hat every month, which is very fun. Of course, Christmas is coming up, folks. It'll be here before you know it. So do your Christmas shopping for the info warriors in your life. Patrick, you still all hopped up on Methylene Blue?
I am. I pilfer a bottle every time I come. You guys pay me in Methylene Blue. And right. when it's been more than 60 days since I've been here, I run out. I will absolutely notice within a few days. A few days, my life goes back to being a little more lethargic than I should, wanting to sleep in. And it's not like speed or something. It isn't something. It's just you feel healthier.
It's like a clean, smooth energy. It's not coffee where you're sort of jittery. It's just like you just sort of. It's like putting super gasoline in your car rather than the regular stuff. It's subtle, but you notice it.
You do.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
The first video of his that really woke me up was the video he did on the World Trade Organization protests in Seattle.
Yeah.
When he showed that there was these groups of masked men who dressed in military uniforms with military issue shoes. And they all ran around in this peaceful protest for the World Trade Organization and started smashing things and lighting things on fire and creating chaos, which allowed the police to then move in. Then these people all holed up in one house. They negotiated with the police and they were all released.
While the labor march was large and peaceful, it was the unexpected violence that captured most of the media attention.
Innocent bystanders walking along the sidewalk are getting tear gassed. And while the governor made assurances this morning things are back to normal, they're definitely not.
The state of emergency was just an hour old.
The state of emergency that they've been training for so long to deal with. Who was behind it? What caused it in Seattle? In December of 1999, the World Trade Organization meeting, the riots, the supposed riots in the military and police working together to keep the public safe from all that evil rabble. In recent years, the WTO, since its inception, has come across incredible opposition worldwide because of its obvious authoritarian implications. That's a hard thing to deal with when you've got highly motivated people that have real complaints and valid issues. How do you deal with it? Well, you simply call in your friends.
Nobody was directly confronting the police. No one laid hands on anybody. Nobody touched property. And they were arrested anyway solely because the WTO comes to town. China and other foreign governments wander in here. And now they're gassing everybody. What did you see here? Did you see any violence?
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended at 4th and Spring.
Any part of an organized protest today?
I'll tell you again, you need to leave and put it down.
Not only could you not say what's on your mind, you couldn't wear it.
What? Give me that. Give me that.
Yeah. Sir, let's not get into a big scuffle over here. Okay.
This man had an anti-WTO sticker on his backpack.
He took it off my...
There are no protests down here. You saw what happened yesterday to your city. We're not going to let it happen again, okay?
Not allowed to have a sticker.
Not here.
The left coast communists posing as anarchists under Delta Force direction.
Broke windows at the Gap. They're smashing windows at McDonald's. They're dumping over garbage cans.
What's wrong with this picture? If the police are supposedly there to protect the public and property, then why? Why did state police, Seattle police, as well as the feds, stand back and allow the anarchists in mass to run around and throw bottles at police, cones, rocks, you name it, and assault private property as well as members of the general public? You see, the anarchists were actually given their own operations base.
7 days after they commandeered this downtown building, anarchists walked away without a word from police.
It feels to me like we won.
The building is owned by the Low Income Housing Institute, a private nonprofit that is in large part funded by the city and is now working with the city to house the anarchists.
All started by 30 to 40 anarchists running around, burning and beating and smashing and stealing. And the police, like dogs at the end of a chain, a Rottweiler you've been slapping, suddenly had their leashes released, and with wanton abandon, they rampaged out in a berserk fashion and attacked old ladies, store owners, you name it. And then they got to ship everybody to the FEMA center. That's right. FEMA was helping during this learning process for everyone.
We've seen 400 people arrested. The facility at Sandpoint, we're told, is full. We're told they did not create another one at Boeing Field.
So why didn't the police department arrest the anarchists when they moved out of that building? Well, that's a question a lot of people are asking, especially since the West Precinct is just down the block. We asked the police department this weekend. We asked them again today. They still haven't returned our call with an answer.
It's a staged, managed operation. These same anarchists have been used in Washington, D.C. to create a state of emergency. For a day, they allow them to spray paint pig on police cars and attack officers. And then the police are released once they're at fever pitch. They are useful tools to neutralize the general population's ability to engage in political protest.
InfoWars.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, a legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Chugging, got my chips cashed in. Keep chugging, like the two-dog man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep chugging.
What are these? What are these, you ask? These are the vaccine inserts that... And this is for the young parents out there that are watching this show. Look at that. Look, this isn't the plans to the Death Star. This is what they want to inject into your children. Okay. Oh, and I actually have some parts highlighted. This is for the pneumococcal 7-valent conjunction vaccine, prepped by Prevnar. Oh, since this product is a suspension containing an aluminum adjuvant, shake vigorously prior to use. That's just one of the pieces I have highlighted. Oh, Prevnar has not been evaluated for any carcinogenic or mutagenic potential or impairment of fertility. So inject it into your kids. All right, that's just one. Let's see what this one is. This is Varivax, the varicella virus live vaccine. Also, that's a little smaller. Not as many, but here's some of the side effects: anaphylaxis, hemic or lymphatic system. You get thrombocytopenia. I can't even pronounce these things that this vaccine could give you. Encephalitis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, Bell's palsy, non-febrile seizures, meningitis, dizziness, paresthesia, pneumonia. Steven Johnson syndrome. Wow. Where do I roll up my sleeve? Ray syndrome, herpes zoster. 18.8 cases per 100,000 persons are going to get herpes zoster virus from taking this. This is the varicella virus vaccine. This is one probably introduced in the 90s when they basically just started going in overdrive. And, you know, it's why some of you millennials are really messed up. Because half your brains have been eaten. Because your parents, trusting the science, took you and got you things like this. Also, it's not been checked for... Oh, here's a good one on pregnancy. Animal reproduction studies have not been conducted with Varivax. It is not known whether it can cause fetal hormone administered to pregnant women. You know, they didn't even test that with the COVID vaccine, and they were still injecting it into people. Oh, Varivax has not been evaluated for carcinogenic or mutagenic potential or impairment of fertility. There it is. Sorry, I have to put these close. I'm not wearing my close-up glasses. But, oh, where's the hepatitis B one? Is this? Oh, here it is. The Recombivax. HB, hepatitis B vaccine. So, kids, how do we get hepatitis B? I don't have anything highlighted in this one. It's got all the information, though, about nursing mothers. It is not known whether the vaccine is excreted in human milk, because many drugs are excreted in human milk. Caution should be exercised. It's well tolerated. They list the adverse reactions. You can read this all, but you have to go get these and you have to demand these. But what will happen is the doctors don't want to give these out anymore. So they'll go, well, I'm firing you as a patient. That's what they'll say. They're going to fire you as a patient. And then you got to go, and then, oh, where am I going to go for my well baby visit? Well, here's the little secret, new parents. The well baby visits are just a spot. It's just a time for the doctor to get close enough to inject your baby with a vaccine. And you could look at the schedule that they give you now and go back and look at the schedule they gave kids in the 80s and then in the 70s. And then look where it changed in the 90s. And even in the 90s, they weren't getting as many as they're getting now. So, all right. We got Bart in Georgia, Chad in Minnesota, Karen in California, Sean in Rhode Island, the mailman, who I believe takes methylene blue, copious amounts of methylene blue from what I remember. Jay in FEMA Region 10, Lester in West Virginia, and Don in Oklahoma. Oh, you know what? And Don, we're going to go to Don first because we're just talking about vaccines, and Don thinks Trump is a traitor for the way he is talking about the vax. Don, you're on the air. Go.
Howdy, Rob. You're great. Hey, yeah, I take a lot of your products, the methylene blue and that stuff. But anyway, the reason why I called was, you know, I'm sure you and others have heard of Michael Yon, Y-O-N.
Oh, yeah. We've had him on the show.
But anyway, you know, like he says about Trump, that he's just a straight-up traitor. He could be just a coward, but he's a traitor because he's still promoting this damn CV-19 shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's already killed over 30 million people. I mean, you got to kill. Looking at the insurance actuaries, and this guy's a total chameleon. And a lot of people, I like that. He did this. Yeah, I like that. But I can't get away from the freaking genocide of U.S. Americans, you know, and the males and stuff. Why don't they give that crap to Somalis and all these other third world places? No, got to do it to our little kids. But anyway.
Well, they did give it to everyone. They sent it out all over the world. It's funny, though. A lot of the African nations were the people standing up to it. Like, I think there was the one African leader that took a papaya and it had COVID, and then he took a goat and it had COVID. He was showing that the tests don't work, the PCR tests. You could find COVID in anything, essentially.
Rob, do you know of any modern vaccine that actually shows a net positive benefit over just not taking it at all? You know? I don't see a one.
No, and you know how they measure whether it has a benefit, Don? They go, they look at, after you, they give the baby the shot, then they measure, they take some blood and they go, oh, the baby's having an immune response.
Yeah. I can hit him with a ball-peen hammer.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. If you hit my hand with a ball-peen hammer, I'll have a reaction. That's how it works. Yeah. So we're going to inject the baby with aluminum. You know, I read the first one, and the first thing I read is, oh, it's got aluminum in it. You got to shake it up good. Well, where in modern biology does it say injecting aluminum into humans is good for them? Where is that? Is that written anywhere, Don? Can you show me the book?
Yeah, no. I've seen these. I looked at these, some of these when I filmed the local school reports on, we've only got less than a third of the kids in eighth grade that are proficient to the grade level.
Yeah.
And I mean, you look back early 1900s, there's a couple of them out there, reports, and it's like, wow, they were way sharper.
The eighth grade tests that they gave kids in the 50s, you look at that, yeah. This is to get out of the eighth grade, and here's a test. I'm looking at that going, hell, I don't even know half this stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
But no, I was lucky, the old primitive school I went to.
Yeah.
looking back, it was pretty good compared to the crap they got now.
In my day, they actually taught us how to read.
we got to raise your taxes because look how stupid these kids are now.
We have to create a giant bureaucracy that lives in D.C. that creates a giant cadre, literally of the minds of Moria, filled with administrators that don't do anything about teaching your kids, but they all have six-figure salaries, Don. What's your problem? You're not into that?
We gotta retire out of here pretty good.
And we get full retirement, bro. Look, we're not just stealing your SNAP benefits. We're creating palatial, all for the rest of our lives, we get paid money. And it just keeps adding and adding up. And there's no, like, nobody going, hey, wait a minute. How are we going to keep paying for all these people? Well, you know, they came up with a solution. They said, we're going to kill a lot of old people so we can stop paying their pensions.
They already did probably, two-thirds. Like, they're not going to die all of a sudden. It's kind of a gradual deal. So we don't have to worry about all that Social Security, Medicare stuff. But we just promise them all those benefits and that they're never going to see. And,
we're helping, you know, by killing. That's how we're helping.
Yeah, we're going to bring in a bunch of Somalis and kill all the white kids.
Well, in Minnesota, that's definitely happening. It's definitely happening. And what's interesting is you could tell a Somali. You look at a Somali, you're like, that's a Somali. And I don't have any ill will towards the Somalis. I'm sure they're all nice people. They just like to steal.
Well, look at the Pakistanis and those, all the inbreeding.
Yeah.
Like, gee, I don't know what happens when that happens. Like, IQs in the 50s, I don't know.
It's, anyway, it's race talk crazy. With Don from Oklahoma. I mean, yeah, I agree. The Pakistanis, they inbreed. The Indians, only, what's interesting is the Indians are only like in it for one section of India. That's the only section where 90% of the H-1B visas come from. Like this one section. And it's like all their cousins and uncles and brothers and extended families. They're just like, hey man, we found a tunnel into the United States. Come on, let's go. We're going to make a lot of money.
You know, I looked at this. I heard you talking about this vaccine stuff. I just spent over 3 hours or something looking at the banking system, and it's like my mind just like drive me crazy looking at this stuff. It's like, wow, I don't know that bank I'm in is.
It's funny, bankers, lawyers, and doctors are literally destroying society. We've allowed these people to have so much power. They're destroying everything that's basic and normal. Because the bankers and the lawyers get together and they buy up all the good farmland and start growing seed oil crops and creating these, you know, disgusting food combinations. And they go, what? It's illegal. We made it legal.
Topic, Rob. I'm seeing people here in Oklahoma. It's just prairie cows. You got cattle and hay. And if I've seen prairie fires, it blows through here about, I've seen them up close. It's like about a third of a mile in about 10 or 15 seconds. There's no way to outrun it.
Yeah.
But you got them doing I seen the other day, another experiment with on ticks gain of function. And yet we already have that white star tick that's infected with some sort of syphilis disease that makes people allergic to meat.
Yeah, right? The alpha gal. Now, Don, don't be anti-Texan. It's the Lone Star tick. Let's give credit where credit is due. It is the Lone Star tick. I know you guys up in Oklahoma don't appreciate what we contribute.
Oh, we got these colleges, these agricultural colleges are like out of Stillwater, and it's like they got to do something, so they experiment on what would happen if, you know, and now you got people that can't eat meat. So what happens to the prairie when you get, they got rid of the buffalo, now they get rid of all the cows, and then you got these grasslands.
Nobody's turning the grass into protein. Yeah.
Yeah. And this thing burns out here. Jesus. You know, I don't know. Better be close to a big river or something.
That's it. Are you put a sprinkler on your house like RFK Jr. did? He put sprinklers on his house. Everybody else's house on his street burned down except his.
Well, they definitely keep me busy trying to figure out all the survival, how to survive after all their attacks from different vectors. And oh, and then this Bill Gates has been involved with it, that stuff for a long time. It's like, oh, we're going to block out the sun. Well, hell, I got no trespassing signs on my property. And it's like, oh, so you can just come in here and block the sun off my land? And it's like, why hasn't this guy been arrested?
Well, Don, it's legal if they call it an experiment. You see, they can go, we're running experiments for 50 years to block out the sun. Because we don't know if we can do it yet, but we're going to try for 50 years, and that's what makes it legal, because we call it an experiment.
What do they call that stuff? PB? It stands for lead, I think. I'd like to do some experiment with some lead sometimes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Or somebody. You know, the government is like, hey, we got all these jets. Why not use them? You know, I don't know what they do with these people, but it's like they definitely ought to be hauled up and charged. And like, we'll get to you like we got to those J6ers, you know, those evil bastard grandmas in there reading the Bible or something.
You know, I didn't notice it taking months and months and months to arrest J6ers. In fact, the first day Biden got into office, they started arresting people. They were all ready to go. And they knew, knew they had the court system in their favor, that D.C. court system. They knew exactly. They knew the pipeline. They knew how they were going to make it run. So now when Trump's people get in charge and they're running, they're like, oh, we can maybe bring people to trial too. Oh, no, you can't bring Comey to trial. We don't like the lawyer you used, you know.
Lawyer Howell or a judge, I think, Howell.
Yeah.
Trump can't arrest illegals in D.C.
Right.
Without a warrant coming through her or what?
It's not a warranting crime. It's like, this is a mandate. It's time to go. You've already committed your crime by being in the country illegally. That's your crime.
Arrest that judge, throw in jail, no hearings or nothing. You're just in there until you've been interfering with a
we put him in confinement. Put him in confinement. That's what we have to do.
But, you do a great job on covering all these complicated issues, and that's why I listen.
Well, thank you, Don. Appreciate it. And you're also a user of our products. Appreciate that as well. I'm going to let you go. It was a great call. Great call from Don in Oklahoma. We got about 5 minutes left. We can at least get to one more call. Let's go to Lester in West Virginia. Let's talk about the Podesta plan, possible false flag. Do you have information, or are you just opining on this? Lester?
I'm just saying. Go ahead, Rob. I'm here.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, bud? Last time we spoke, you mentioned you went to college here. Now, let me guess which college. You've been a fine broadcaster. You went to Marshall University.
Incorrect.
Oh, you're a WVU guy.
I'm a WVU guy.
Okay. I put two and two together because, you know, Marshall's got one of the better broadcasting schools on the East Coast. And, you know, I'm a school broadcaster. I've been broadcasting since I had to have an FCC license.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that. The little yellow card.
I don't have an FCC license myself, but yes, I know about them. Go ahead, Lester.
Yes. Anyway, about the Podesta plan. I had some questions. I can see some things that Alex has been talking about really unfolding between my eyes. I mean, like at first I thought it was a conspiracy, but then I'm thinking, wow, this is happening. This is happening. So what do you think the next thing will be? Do you think the next false flag will be like this rock that we got twirling around in outer space? They saying it can be some kind of alien false flag type of thing? Do you think it could be something like that, Rob? What are false flags we can look for?
I think what they're trying to do now is to get Pete Hegseth and Trump to react about what the Seditious Six was doing. And because they said, oh, you know, Trump goes, well, people that are, you know, treasonous deserve death. And they go, oh, Trump's calling to kill Senator Kelly. And Trump wants to kill these people. And I, in fact, I got Stuart Rhodes coming in the third hour to talk about this very fact, which is why I haven't really talked about it too much. But we're also going to talk about the bombing of the drug boats because they're trying to get Hegseth on that. And they're like, well, will Hegseth call in court-martial Senator Kelly? Because he's the actual, you know, he's still in, you know, he's retired, but they could call him back in and court-martial him for the statements he made. And, you know, basically what Stewart's going to come on and say is, look, he was making the same statements that we're not going to follow illegal orders. He started a whole organization about not following illegal orders in terms of, you know, I think what the Oath Keepers were more worried about was door-to-door gun confiscation. But there were other, you know, there's other illegal orders, detaining people, you know, without due process, detaining American citizens. And they're like, well, everybody deserves due process. Well, see, these people that have been here for years and years and years have had due process. And they're not either sticking with their plan or we're just ending the plan that brought them here. And see, we're allowed to do that as a country. We're allowed to go, hey, sorry, folks, park's closed, right? From vacation. They go to Wally World. Sorry, folks, park's closed. That's what's it. The Park of America is closed. You're going back home. You've sucked enough off the system. You've seen what the system is. We've given you the chance to go home and you're not going home. Now we're going to send you home. Sorry. That's the way it is. So in terms of, I think the next step is they're trying to goad Trump into doing something against Kelly. Kelly's, you know, kind of laying himself there on the cross. There you go. Look at the guys. Pull it right up. Sorry, folks. Park's closed. But they want to nail Kelly. You know, they want Kelly to be nailed to the cross so then they can go, oh, victim, 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 victim. At the same time, they're going after Hegseth with, oh, you shot a drug boat twice with two missiles. Those people weren't a threat to us anymore. The job is to go get rid of the drug boats. These guys aren't fishermen. I don't see any nets. Okay, they call square groupers, you know, those big bundles of cocaine. Well, these are round barrel groupers that they have, okay? They're in international water. What's the problem? Oh, we don't know who they were. Well, you know, no one said a goddamn thing when our government was literally killing American citizens with drones without a trial or due process. Oh, well, it's different. Dimtards can break the law. Let's look at Senator Obama Defense Secretary, who's also head of the CIA, Leon Panetta. He signed an intel letter about the Hunter laptop. He accuses Pete Hegseth of a war crime. So this is Leon Panetta, okay? And when was Leon Panetta working for the government? Well, he was in the CIA from 2009 to 2011. Well, I'm going to finish this when we get back. Thanks for your call, Lester. You brought me on to another subject. We'll be covering it right after the break.
My fellow InfoWarriors, we are having right now, in late November into early December, the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. That's in 28 years. You know why? It's the InfoWars closing mega blowout sale. And some would say, well, the bad guys are about to take it over. Why should we support it? There's not even enough money in here to keep us running until they have the state auction, or they're saying mid-December to early January. And here's the catch. If they have a real auction and allow good guys to come in and bid, well, then we'll just continue on. I just won't be the owner. But you already saw the federal auction that even the judge said was a fraud and wasn't real to The Onion and Bloomberg and the Democrats. And so because they're the plaintiffs and they control what's happening through the state court judge that ran the original show trial on us, I'm not holding my breath. I mean, barring a miracle, they're going to, you know, auction it to themselves for $1 or whatever, and then this place shuts down. We've got the Alex Jones Network, our great sponsor, Bigley. But I'll tell you this. We'll shut down for sure if funds don't come in to InfoWarsStore.com. Because remember last year when The Onion, this time last November, announced that they owned us, sales went down over 75% and have stayed like that because people were like, well, we're not going to give them money. But, of course, the judge ruled they didn't buy it. And, of course, The Onion says now they intend to try to bid and get it again.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
But regardless, it doesn't matter. Our tank is on zero, basically. Okay, we're on E. This is just enough money coming in with the products we have to pay the payroll, to keep the lights on, and to operate to see if this final Hail Mary shot with the state auction works and if good guys are actually allowed to buy it. So remember, the plaintiffs have said they don't want money. They want us off the air. So I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go right to the line here. And this is the biggest sale. You ever heard us say 75% off? That's right. And the products we have are products with great manufacturers, supplement makers that love us and have been giving it to us on spec. So this is all fresh, ladies and gentlemen. We've been in bankruptcy. We've not been able to buy new product. But with this system, we have the product on hand, ready to ship to you, and you're guaranteed to get it. So take action right now. Emergency fundraiser. Last chance to save up to 75% at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the very strongest, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, the highest quality, incredible, 40% off. Prebiotic Fiber, 75% off. Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever. It works incredibly. This is a product that I came out with top designers. Final run of that available. Pain MD, 60% off. Nitric Boost, a fan favorite. Dr. Judy Mikovits loves it. Cleans out the heart. So good for the cardiovascular. Spike protein detoxer, and men have a great effect, let's just say, in the man department with it. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Plus, great deals on books, DVDs, shirts, hoodies, and other items at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is probably the last run. These are collectible items. It's history. Help us fight right up to the end, never giving up, and trusting in God for a miracle if that's God's will. But God works through you, so take action, which is probably the last time you can, here in the next month at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away.
And if you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
The money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
Take him out.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Due. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, we are back. Second half of the second hour. And I was just getting into an article of this puffy-faced buffoon, Leon Panetta, former CIA head, former defense secretary who accused Pete Hegseth of a war crime. See, that's what I was saying. That's the two-pronged attack, trying to get Trump to go after these senators and congressmen for, you know, putting a script together saying no one should follow any orders from the president or illegal orders. And then they're asked, well, what the illegal orders? And they go, well, he hasn't done it yet, just in case he does it. Okay. Just in case. But here's Panetta, who he signed the letter and he accuses Pete Hegseth of a war crime. Well, Panetta was the Secretary of Defense from, and he was confirmed in June 2011, and he was there till February 2013. What happened during that time? What happened? What happened? Well, here's what he presided over. Al-Qaeda's YouTube preacher is killed in Yemen. Yeah, that's Anwar al-Awlaki. Yes, that's right. The Anwar al-Awlaki that dined at the Pentagon right before 9/11. The Anwar al-Awlaki that was killed in a drone strike in Yemen, without due process, an American citizen killed without due process. Now, back then, we didn't care about giving due process to Al-Qaeda because it's Al-Qaeda. They also killed his nephew, who was 16. So not only killed an American citizen, they ended up killing four American citizens over this time period. But they killed a minor. And, you know, he was also in communication with the Fort Hood shooter, Malik Hassan. They said he was like the theocratic leader of Al-Qaeda. But no, let's not bring him in and see who he's working with. No. Let's just drone him. So that was under Leon Panetta's tenure. And that's okay. And here's clip 23, Adam Smith talking about people on a boat carrying cocaine are not a direct threat to the lives of our service men and women in America. This is the Dimtar talking point right here. Here it is.
Was this self-defense, and how do the rules of international waters play into whether this was a war crime?
Yeah, in my opinion, no. This is not self-defense. And no matter where you do the strike, if it's not self-defense, then it's illegal. And look, I have a lot of sympathy with the general idea that when we send our service members out into combat, they got some very difficult decisions to make. When you look at what was going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, and you're stopping someone, do they have a gun? Do they have a suicide vest? Are they a threat? When you're in the middle of an insurgency with roadside bombs and car bombs and all of that, even in the aftermath of the Afghanistan pullout, when we had that suicide bomber kill 13 service members and hundreds of people in Kabul, and we did that strike against a car that we thought was a threat that turned out not to be a threat, I have some sympathy for that. But people on a boat in the middle of the Caribbean carrying cocaine are not a direct threat to the lives of our service members or Americans.
He's right. It's a direct threat to the drug money they launder. That's where the direct threat is. So the bankers that probably fund this guy, that's where the direct threat is. It's to our money supply. And, you know, here's a little meme put out. Here's Obama droning the little kid. And he's a hero. Oh, going after a boat of drugs? Oh, that's a war crime. So same technology. That's what we get. All right, let's go to Bregan in Wisconsin. Let's talk about vaccine inserts. We were just talking about those, and I got some RFK Jr. vaccine news as well. I need to get to this segment, but go ahead, Bregan.
Hey, Rabdu. My ex-girlfriend used to laugh because sometimes I would have the same green sport coat and purple tie on when you were on air. So that was funny. And thank Alex for getting me broken up with her. Anyway, I have, you know, when people argue at Thanksgiving, a lot of times it's political. And ours is four MDs in the family. And guess who all have the flu at Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. All four MDs who took the flu shot.
Exactly. And I wanted to try and get the mRNA insert, and every pharmacy that I went to gave me something that was basically blank. It just says, refer to the CDC. Well, what do you mean? If I'm supposed to get the shot today, supposedly, or whatever, give me an insert so I can just sit in your little Walgreens lobby and read it. And they will not give me anything. I asked for the seasonal flu shot insert, yeah. Could not get it. So could you rip through the ones that you, how did you attain those? Because I would love to have them.
Well, see, back in the day before everybody was awakened, you know, to what was going on in COVID, you could go into the doctor's office and literally argue with your doctor about whether to give your kid vaccines or not. And the doctor would still see you. They hadn't been told, hey, you could fire your patient. So I was able to get all these. These were all acquired in the year 2005. And
no, I've been with you since then. I printed out articles from InfoWars and in the waiting room, which, of course, you're supposed to be there early or whatever.
Right.
Well, I'd get annoyed, and I'd stick them in the People magazines and then Newsweek magazine.
Oh, you stick an InfoWars article in there?
I put them all over the place. I used to have a restaurant, and I put them on the walls, glue them to the walls, and guess what? People would, you know, knife the wall and stuff like that. In Madison, Wisconsin, they don't really like Alex Jones all that much.
No, so. They don't. And they talk in weird, long, coded sentences. I met some people from Madison one time. We were interviewing people there, and I definitely found a DEI student who was like firmly entrenched in DEI, and she's giving me these long explanations for things that should have been like an easy, like 3-word answer. And, you know, cause they don't want to really explain what they're really feeling. But hey, since you mentioned the flu shot, once again, line 13, this is for the flu zone vaccine on, section 13, carcinogenic, mutagenic impairment of fertility. It's not been evaluated for any of those. Yet they want you to take it every year. Okay, so the flu shot, you got to take it every year, but we never tested to see if it causes cancer. We don't know. But we're just going to, and we don't know if it hurts pregnant women, so we tell pregnant women to get it, and nursing mothers.
Actually, you folks offered me a job down in Austin, and I thought about it long and hard, and you know what? I cannot handle your Texas heat.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. We finally got a little bit of respite from the heat for I think a month and a half we'll have a respite. But thanks for calling, Bragan. Appreciate it. Glad we could show you those vaccine inserts. But yeah, that's how you got them. You have to literally strong arm the doctor to get these. And it's probably impossible because they've been told, listen, people are figuring out what's going on. We can't just keep giving them this information. They're starting to put two and two together, and they're not coming up with six. They're coming up with four. We got to stop them. All right, let's go to Bart in Georgia. Go ahead, Bart.
Yeah, sir. This Jacob Fry reminds me of this Mark Kelly and all his high treason six, not sedition six. MK Ultra mind control, and I believe the Afghan shooter. How obvious is it that he was under MK Ultra mind control under Biden? Came in here and he pops a couple people, kills them. I believe this Jacob Frey is trying to trigger the Somalis that are under MK Ultra mind control. And guess what's coming up, bro? Christmas. We need to be on the guard for Christmas. They're going to start running people over, shooting, stabbing, raping, you name it. They're going to do it if we don't get on top of it.
The Somali Christmas Massacre. Thank you, Bart.
Right.
Yeah, I can see it happening. It seems to be wherever like the attention starts to go, you know, and it was with the National Guard walking around the streets of DC. So we got a guy who used to work with the CIA suddenly drives cross country and shoots two people with his pistol. I mean, amazing. What are the odds? He's going to drive all the way to DC. There's National Guard in Portland. There's National Guard all, they could have, no, we're going to go to DC, the nation's capital, to basically send a message to Trump. And that's from the CIA going, hey, we can get you anytime we want, anytime we want. So, all right, let's go to Chad in Minnesota. Thanks for your call, Bart. Chad, how you doing?
Doing well, Rob. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things before I get to the main topic that I was calling in about Ralph Baric. Are you aware that his lab in UNC was behind remdesivir?
Oh, I didn't know that. He was behind remdesivir. Oh, okay. So the thing that shuts down your kidneys. Kills 30% of the people who take it. Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Minor side effect. Yeah,
there's an article on Gillian's School of Global Public Health, which is UNC, and it describes the process and everything that went in on that or that occurred there. And then he's also, it's interesting, he also has a tie-in with a company that's called Ready, and they develop rapidly emerging antiviral drug development, drugs, that sort of thing. So he's in there, and Richard Burr, the former congressman, is there, and there. I mean, that's still operating. So you have individuals there. And then also, I wanted to talk about the tick. You had mentioned EcoHealth. That tick disease that they're studying. I mean, that's under EcoHealth. alliance. They're the, what is it, CCH? Forget exactly what it's called that they're studying. The one that causes all the issues with beef or cattle.
Yeah. The alpha gal. Yeah. Oh, what?
CCHF.
Are we surprised it's the same people every time? So it's not a giant group of people, but it's like, oh, we can't go after these people. They're ingrained in the government.
Ralph Barrick
works at a university, so we can't ask him questions. We can't go stick a microphone in his face. We can't have, what is it, 120 retired generals sign a letter saying go after this guy. No.
Yeah, and it leads me to what I called in about in this intelligence operation that feels like it's never going to end. And whether or not you're in on the team that's ahead of everything or not, we need to have that captured. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel that the current administration has that captured. So if that's still operating, I mean, not too long ago, I think it was in March, General Flynn on Alex Jones' show had indicated that there were deep state marauders that were caught discussing assassinations of Alex and others. What is that? I mean, there are people that are operating that are openly discussing assassinations, and we all know that we have tools through the NSA that can implicate these individuals, and we know why they're not, because they have too much pull, too much power. They're pulling all the strings, and it's getting to the point where it's like we're at this precipice where we can't say anything and go, okay, we're going to be blackpilled. No, we're not blackpilled. We're just worried about what's coming, and that's going to happen very soon. And if we don't get ahead of this, this is what I feel like it's going to be. When Patrick Byrne and General Flynn went to the White House right at the end of President Trump's last term, those were dark days, and it started to become. And I'm not trying to doom and gloom. I'm just saying, let's prevent another one of those situations where we're basically the clock's running out and we don't have anything. And then these individuals, again, because they're all ahead of us through the CIA, the FBI, there are tools within that we can go after judges, and they're not doing it. Ivan Raiklin.
Yeah.
Ivan Raiklin, he called it the DMV, DC, Maryland, and Virginia. You have two current CIA representatives in Congress, and it's funny, those two individuals are both involved in what recently came out.
Yeah.
Elisa Slotkin and Abigail Spanberger, who's going to be put in as the governor. And Ivan, there needs to be special government employees that get put in for 120 days, and they don't worry about anything. Like Ivan said, I'll just go to work.
Yeah.
I'll ignore the noise and I'll go to work and take care of these individuals. And you've got,
we don't want to ruffle any feathers though. We don't want to break decorum. That's what we're worried about, breaking decorum. Oh, we don't want to make anybody feel bad. No, basically what it is these agencies in DC in general is a low vibration area. You go there, it feels different. Even when Trump was there, the first administration, there was some optimism, but there is it's like the low vibration, it kind of receded to the shadows. And then they realized, oh, all we have to do is slow walk everything. And we could just basically all we have to do is run the clock. And that's what they're doing now. So the same thing. What's Ratcliffe doing? I don't know. What's Cash Patel doing? I don't know. I mean, I read a report of the report that was put out by the people who don't like Cash Patel, and they're trying to make him look bad. But they are saying the culture has changed a little bit, but is it going to change enough? And it's going to take more than 4 years, and it's going to take a generation to change what is done. You know, when the Jenga tower falls, it falls really quickly. It takes you a long time to get to that Jenga tower to build it. Okay. But all it takes is one piece to be removed for it to fall over. Well, the Jenga tower's fallen over many times, and we're still looking at the rubble going, what do we do with all this rubble instead of just like starting to clean it up? So that's the problem.
Can I say one last thing?
Sure. Go ahead.
Bill Binney. Are you aware of Bill Binney?
Yeah.
William Binney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know he's been out for a while. Thin Thread is the program that he developed while in the NSA, correct? He designed it through a group of individuals that were separated, and they developed that program, which, according to Bill, was taken by Israel back in, I think, around the late 90s, 2000. And it's been captured by other governments. But what he has been explaining lately is that if you can get that system or something, you know, along those lines implemented back in, all this stuff can be prevented. All of it. All of the, okay, somebody's, you know, heading from Washington out to D.C. You've got drugs are in containers. You can find this stuff. And again, I'm going back to the intelligence. What intelligence is being given that is preventing all this? And is it tied in with just how the government, I mean, there's 1.5 NGOs that are estimated in the United States, 1.5 million NGOs.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and this stuff is just like, and the way he explains it is like, you ignore the noise and you just go in, and it's as simple as just putting the things which he designed. And he, I mean, obviously he said he could have prevented 9/11. Had they used them.
Yeah. Well, but so see, all those things are done on purpose, like though. Those things are done on purpose. So these guys developed it basically to develop it just to give it to the Israelis. And, you know, what are you going to do when you have a team on your team? Say your soccer team, you got 11 people out there. Six of them are trying to make you lose because they've been paid off. You can't win. You can't win if you had three people that wanted to lose, especially if one of them's your goalie. Okay? All you have to do is get a few key positions and compromise them, and that's it. And that's what's going on. Everybody's compromised. Even people that go in with good intentions get compromised through various means, through international country stars, whatever it may be. Thanks for your call, Chad. Let's see. I have time to get through all this. Yeah, let's go ahead and finish this RFK, the vaccine stuff with RFK. So they're basically going to get rid of the Hep B vaccine off the childhood schedule. Let's go to clip 11 real quick. This is, Callie Means. I think it's Callie Means. It's one of the Means brother sister group talking about what goes on and why we really need a hepatitis B vaccine. Here it is.
A child born in a hospital in the United States today, within hours of coming from source into this, you know, into this body, the first thing that happens to them is pharmaceutical intervention without really asking, you know, I mean, there's barely informed consent about this. That child's eyes are smeared with erythromycin ointment and they're given a hepatitis B vaccine in their first day of life. And the Hep B vaccine is for hepatitis B, which is a sexually transmitted disease and IV drug user disease, of course, which babies are not going to be exposed to. And yet every single baby in America is getting the intervention. So from literally the day we are born, we're on this treadmill.
So, I mean, why not test the pregnant mother for those?
They do.
Okay. So
they give it to the women who, even if they have tested negative,
which
they
should
give
be
it to
the overwhelming majority.
Absolutely.
So I don't understand, why would you treat
Why would they be doing that? Well, because they want to compromise your kid's immune system and give them autism, make them stupid, make them a lifelong patient of the big pharma complex. Now, they say, well, there's been all these trials for the Hep B vaccine. It's been proven safe and effective. Well, here's Aaron Seary over at the High Wire with Del Bigtree explaining how those studies really went. Here it is. 12.
If you want to know whether or not there truly was a placebo-controlled trial to license any routine injected child vaccine, you'll find the answer on this chart. And not only the answer to the currently licensed vaccine, but any vaccine used as a control to license a currently licensed vaccine.
So if it was tested against an earlier vaccine, we also go what that vaccine was tested against.
There are two licensed hepatitis B vaccines, okay?
Yeah.
Two. A child on the first day of life will only get one of these two shots. In the clinical trials to license them, there was no control group. There was none.
None. Zero.
There was none. to license these for children, there was no control group. There is no vaccine that was licensed before these for routine administration to children.
Okay, these two, I mean, these are first products of their kind for children. So they didn't even test, they just test against nothing.
Right.
It just tested themselves for
five days, four days. The old vaccine, there was a vaccine in license in 1981. Recombax HP was 86, I believe, and I believe Engerix-B was 89. And those, the old plasma one literally used human blood to make the vaccine. It from Hep B chronic carriers, adults at high risk, and then also newborn babies born to Hep B positive mothers. And that was all, but that trial did not validate its safety.
There it is. So, not even a control group in these vaccines. So, yeah, RFK Jr. is going to get rid of the Hep B vaccine. There's a panel going to vote on it very soon whether to get rid of it. Hopefully they do it, because why are we giving kids this shot when they don't have hepatitis B, the mother doesn't have hepatitis B, and the only way you get it is from sexual contact or a blood transfusion? Makes you wonder what's in the blood transfusions out there. Woo! All right, let's go. Sean, mailman, you got a minute 30. Go ahead.
Hey, Rob, good morning.
Good morning.
Wake up every day, two shots or two droppers of the methylene blue, first thing with the creatine, the Optima Human, and the bovine. And then right around 1 o'clock, about halfway through my day or so, I do two more drops of the blue. And I tell you, man, it's definitely life changing. Definitely, you know, keeps me away from the energy drinks, and absolutely love it. I appreciate the commercial, the shout out from Alex. You guys had the little video of the mailman putting the mail in the mailbox.
Yeah.
I think that was about me.
It definitely was.
I appreciate that. I'm sure you might have had something to do with that. You're a genius with those videos and those compilations you put together.
Appreciate that. Yeah. I took one of the methylene blue pills this morning. I do a pill every other day, and I just find that the clear thinking is, to me, the biggest thing that I've felt on methylene blue. It's clear thinking. It's like, I'm not foggy. I mean, is that how you feel?
Actually, I have to wear glasses to see far distances. And I find when I take the blue, it doesn't cure my blurriness, but it definitely helps out.
Interesting. All right, we'll be right back. Third hour coming up. Thanks for the call, Sean.
We're here, folks. I mean, this is it.
Unrestricted warfare is without bounds. That is what we are in the midst of right now, and everybody needs to understand that.
There's one variable in this fight. It's you. Do you share the articles, the videos, the reports? Do you download the free app and share it? Do you buy the products? I mean, you're crazy. Literally. Do you think I tell you bovine colostrum, great skin, great hair, great libido, so we got the best? Did I just say that? Think I'm going to sell you something that doesn't work? You think I tell you ultramethylene blue is incredible game changer? Be careful with it. It's really strong. You think I'm just saying Irish sea moss is great and does all these amazing things? No. You hear the callers. It changes their lives. My information is cutting edge because I don't want to be the liar. I want to be the guy that's right. I enjoy it. I don't lie about freedom and people and things that matter. I cannot do it. And I'm telling you, our products are kick-freaking-ass. They're the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement you want. That's why it's different. Normally it's buy one, get one free, the same thing. You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. These are expensive supplements. We have the best, the strongest, the turmeric, all of it. It is the best. Energize me. I am in total commitment against these people. I am waging war against the most disgusting filth ever. And all I ask for is that you empower me in this war. TheAlexShowStore.com.
This hat and sweatshirt were the perfect gift. Thanks. This is an important message from InfoWars. Stay informed, stay free.
Hey, thanks. I love my new InfoWars shirt, bro.
My new InfoWars gear keeps all the globalists and goblins away. Black on black, murdered out shirt. Love it.
I love my new sweatshirt, and this methylene blue really rocks.
founder of the Oath Keepers, also Jan 6 political prisoner. What else in your resume? Ron Paul consultant?
Ex-paratrooper.
Ex-paratrooper?
YOLO graduate.
You're a Cyclops as well?
Yes, that's right. Pirate.
A pirate? Yeah, there you go.
Speaking of piracy on the high seas.
Yeah, so. We talked about that and how Leon Panetta came out and said basically that Pete Hegseth is committing a war crime by going after these drug boats. We played a rep saying, look, a boats with cocaine is not a danger to anybody. That's what we can just go after them. We can't go after them. They're no danger to us. That's how can we do this? And you just look at it and you're like, listen, I don't even think this is about the drugs necessarily. This is about the drug money. Okay. I don't know. Like a lot of fentanyl is not going through Venezuela. We know that. We know it's coming from China and most of it's now coming through Canada. If you look at the numbers, but this drug money is money that then gets used by the bankers and then it gets sucked into these NGOs.
Oh, yeah, it's a massive
to run the under government.
And to run the CIA.
Exactly. And to run the CIA. Right. So yes, these groups are pissed.
The biggest drug cartel in the world is CIA.
There you go.
Well, the Chinese are now moving into the territory.
Certainly are. That's where the money is. That's where the black budget money comes from.
Right.
That's how you can do all these extra things. That's how you could overthrow governments without the president even knowing. And that could be one of the traps they're doing with Venezuela is to lure Trump in to then like subvert him somehow to create some scandal. So then, you know, they could impeach him in the midterms or something that'll, you know, there's some action, military action there that doesn't go our way. And so there's that, but let's just talk about, and we're going to get to the Seditious Six as well.
So it all ties together.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But let's talk about the drug boats first. Does Pete Hegseth have this authority to go after these drug boats? The President Trump has designated these groups as terror organizations. So, I mean, what's the deal?
The cartels are proxies for China. These drug boats are obviously from Venezuela, right?
Yeah.
So they're also proxies, I think, proxies for China. Venezuela, I consider just another fellow traveler with the communists, just like Cuba was.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he's correct in looking at this is that this is the Chinese unrestricted warfare, as General Flynn's been saying also, being used against the United States. And that's what fentanyl is. Fentanyl is a weapon to kill military-age Americans. That's what they've been doing, is killing our young people. So I believe it's correct to see the drug cartels as a military enemy in warfare. And when you're dealing with a military enemy, I mean, since World War I, World War II, when you sink a ship, you don't have no obligation to rescue everyone off the ship. You just sink it. And now if they're floating in the water after that, then you can, under the laws of war, you're obligated to go try to rescue them if you can. But all over the Pacific, we just sank ships like crazy with our.
And they sank our ships too.
Yeah.
And they weren't rescuing people.
No, they weren't.
You know?
So it's ridiculous to say, cause what happened is,
Japanese.
Even in leftist media, they're saying, well, the admiral ordered a second strike because the boat was still floating.
Yeah.
It was on fire, but still floating.
Right.
That's why he ordered a second strike. Even if you want to say it's out of bounds to kill people in the water, that's not what happened. He was sinking a boat.
He was going USS Liberty. He wanted that GD boat at the bottom of the ocean.
USS Liberty.
Yeah, I know. I was tying that in. But basically, that's what they said. That's what Lyndon Johnson wanted, that boat at the bottom of the ocean, the Liberty. And so that's all he was doing, was putting the boat at the bottom of the ocean, right, is what I'm saying.
Which is what's been done throughout warfare.
Right.
So later, the leftist media then spun it and said, well, they were floating, they were holding on to floating wreckage. No, they were still on the boat. It wasn't sunk yet. So it's really a big nothing burger. But they're trying to use this to back up the Seditious Six and saying that Trump's a dictator.
And we're going to get to the Seditious Six coming right up. We got a 1 minute break and we're back with Stuart Rhodes. Thanks.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug Mark Levin's Irish Demos. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning.
Hmm.
All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together.
and they've worked really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, we are live. I guess this is the official start of the third hour. We had that first 5 minutes. Normally we play a report or something, but we were getting right into it.
Let's get
in here. Yeah, let's get it going because, we got a lot of ground to cover. We don't have a lot of time left and we still got to get to the grooming of our children, our youth, which is like, I guess the third tranche of the tripod that are the trident that's there. You know, we got drugs, we've got the corrupt government just stealing all our money and, you know, making us dirt poor. Massive, and then we got the grooming of the children
and mass immigration
Right. Yes, exactly. So, and we covered a lot of that, before, but you wanted to get into the killing of American citizens by the Obama administration, right, which I covered earlier. Yeah. So let's hear your perspective on it. I mean, that was Anwar al-Awlaki, his son, who was 16 years old at the time.
Also an American citizen.
Both American citizens, right, were in Yemen. So these weren't model citizens. No. These weren't the cream of the crop. These guys were doing whatever, but hey, al-Awlaki dined at the Pentagon. Have you dined at the Pentagon?
I have not.
Okay, see? So maybe you're not with the in crowd, with the terrorist outreach programs.
He got in the out crowd apparently though.
Yeah.
He got smoked.
He did. At some point he pissed somebody off.
So at that time, I opposed what was being done and I still stand by that because we did have under our constitutional order a bright line separation between what we do with American citizens, even in wartime, what we do with foreigners. American citizens have the right to due process. They should be tried for treason. If they're making war against the United States or aiding its enemies under Article 3, that requires a treason trial. What they did, though, is they applied the laws of war and said, oh, that applies to American citizens also. The Bush administration did that. I opposed that. I wrote a big paper about it at Yale that won their top award.
Because then you can go after anybody.
Right.
Political enemy.
Because then you can treat any American citizen like an enemy on a foreign battlefield and just smoke them. That is a very dangerous, slippery slope. And so the one caveat I have about all these drone strikes against boats is that here's the problem, is that, hey, they already codified that, oh, this can be done to American citizens also. They did it. Bush claimed the authority. He didn't actually smoke any Americans like that, though. Obama did, though.
Right.
He killed American citizens abroad. But they've laid the groundwork, and then they passed the NDA of 2012, codified that, and said, yes, we intend that to happen. And then the Supreme Court, in the Hamdi case, said, yes, that's okay. It's okay to apply the laws of war to American citizens. So under the laws of war, if you're walking around, you're not in a recognizable uniform, you're not bearing your arms openly, and you're not under a unified chain of command, you can be considered an unlawful combatant, which means you have no rights under the laws of war. They don't take you prisoner or anything, they just kill you. That was the argument used in the war on terror. Then they applied to American citizens. Well, right now, we're not wearing a uniform recognizable at a distance. You're not bearing your arms openly.
Right.
So that's a slippery slope. So that is an issue.
I've called several government officials retards today too, so that could definitely be considered a war crime.
Right. So there's a slippery slope. What we don't want is American citizens being smoked by drones anywhere.
Right.
That shouldn't be done. It's already been done. That's the dangerous side of this practice of just smoking these boats. Now, setting that aside, though, I believe they are obviously not just international terrorist organizations, but they're also actually military enemies because they're proxies for communist China.
And they've been designated as enemies.
Right. So I think under the laws of war, you could smoke the boat and sink it. That's
right.
Not a problem. So claiming that's a war crime is just complete crap.
Well, let's go to Karen in California. And guy, I guess when we go to her, let her talk, put us in talk back so he could hear. And Karen, what is your perspective on Venezuela, our question?
Well, there's approximately 30 million people there. So if we go ahead and bomb them, start the war, which looks like we're going to, they become refugees. They'll be coming to our country, and they're not going to be happy with us, and we have to take care of them. We have to house them, feed them, and they're going to hate our guts, and it's I think it could be very dangerous.
Well, Darien Gap, the Darien, that's supposed to stop most of these people from coming in. But yeah, will we have war refugees if we do attack Venezuela? I think anything, you know, Stuart, imagining what could go on in Venezuela, do you see it as being a long drawn out kinetic war like a Vietnam, or do you see it as something very short, a bombing campaign that then drives Maduro from office?
If done right, it'd be a decapitation strike that right. frees the Venezuelan people from a dictator. They can do that if they do it right.
Yeah.
And I think they have a lot of groundswell support among the people. What you don't want to do is kill innocent civilians while you're doing that.
Right.
So I would say it'd be better to go in there using special warfare troops to do a raid and just take him out. You know, that would be my best option. Decapitate it, then hold open elections for the people of Venezuela to choose their own path.
Yeah. So you're advocating kind of what we did with Osama bin Laden lookalike. Just send in a strike force, take him out, and you're done. But yeah. Can that be done?
Or Panama. Look what we did with Noriega in Panama. Yes, it can be done. So you use your Rangers, you use your special warfare guys to go in, like seize an airport, surround the palace.
They were using directed energy weapons too in Panama. They found cars that were like completely melted just in the streets.
Is that right?
Yeah. There was some people who did a documentary on it. They're like, what kind of weapons were we using in Panama? Because they'd find a car and it would just be melted and everything else around it would be fine.
So minimal, that was a campaign of minimal loss of life, a decapitation right. strike. So yeah. that could be done. It didn't turn into Vietnam because the Panamanian people were like, yeah, Noriega was a dictator. He was right. our dictator for a long time, working with the CIA, doing drugs and all that, but he fell out of favor.
Among other things right. at Contadora Island, we know right. he was there, I guess probably getting, blackmail information on Bush. Cause I think Bush visited the island, so right. who knows what he was doing there. And there's a whole theory that they just went after a couple buildings just to get some of the files that were, you know.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Just like Saddam Hussein at one time was our dictator.
Right.
Same problem.
Sure. Yeah.
But Maduro, he carried on under the legacy of Chavez, which is a blatant communist dictatorship that's ruined Venezuela and ruined the lives and killed many of their own people. And so I believe it's within, It's a humanitarian mission to take him out. So
there you go. All right. Well, let's get into the Seditious Six. And we talked about you coming on last night, and you're like, look, I have no problem with what they said overall. And they're trying to lure Trump into a trap. Explain the trap. Explain what they're doing, and explain how you were doing this too during the Obama administration.
So in 2009. I started Oath Keepers, and out of the gate, we issued a declaration of orders we will not obey.
Yep.
That's right. You were there at the founding in Lexington Green.
Yep.
That's right. Old school.
Old school.
That's it. So, but we said, hey, you have a duty to refuse unlawful orders, which is a fact. It's just true. And we went further and listed, here's 10 orders we will not obey.
Right.
And we had current serving military from the very beginning, including one Marine that rode in, and he was actually part of Marine One that flew the president around, flew Obama around from the White House.
Wow.
So none of our active duty military members were ever persecuted or prosecuted
right.
under UCMJ for even not just saying we won't follow unlawful orders, but saying here's 10 we will not follow. And the reason why they didn't try to do that is it would just drawn more attention to us
right.
and more attention to the mission and the
sure.
message. So in some ways, what they're doing is they're taking a play from the Oath Keepers playbook and saying, oh, now we're going to talk about unlawful orders. Well, great. I think it's fantastic. So I think but what they're doing is luring Trump into a trap because it is protected speech, whether they like it or not. Mark Kelly's engaged in protected speech. I think it'd be a tragic mistake to try to prosecute him under UCMJ because he's retired military. He's also a sitting U.S. senator. So he's now running around and saying, oh, look at this. Trump wants
I'm
to kill
victim.
Me.
I'm a victim.
Yeah, he wants to kill me for my free speech.
Yeah.
And so it's a trap. What Trump should do is do jiu-jitsu on him and say, okay, let's talk about the oath. Let's do a national address to the American people, have Pete Hegseth there, have Tulsi Gabbard there, both of them prior military, both of them very credible, to lay out what the oath responsibility is. The oath is to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now let's talk about the enemies, foreign and domestic. China. Let's talk about Soros and what's been done to our country intentionally. Let's talk about the domestic enemies, the communists inside the United States, the massive influx of Somalians, for example, jihadists like Ilhan Omar. Let's talk about them and lay out the plot by Brennan, lay out the Podesta plan. Just lay all the stuff that you guys have been talking about for years, and you've been right about it. Lay it all out for the American people. Address the troops, but the American people can listen also and educate them about the fight we're in right now against a coup, an ongoing coup that started when Trump came down that escalator and hasn't stopped ever since.
And I think you started with the Seditious Six video.
Yeah.
And then you have Pete Hegseth come out and say, look, we may not like this speech, or the president even, we may not like this speech, but this is free speech. This is part of, the, of your First Amendment right to have this speech not be impeded by the government, essentially. Well, sure. And then you go, but let's look at what they say. And then you bring in all the other stuff around it. Yeah. So you actually, like, by playing that, you're like, here, we're even giving them a platform to say their speech in front of us. And we're not offended by that speech. We don't think it's right that they should be doing this, but we're going to explain how they're wrong and all the different ways they're wrong and how they may be involved in something else. Because, Gallego, the representative Gallego talks about a script that was being written. Who's writing these scripts?
Well, they're not wrong. They're stating a fact that active duty military have the duty to refuse unlawful orders. That's true.
Right.
That's what we're all taught. There's lawful orders you must obey. There's unlawful orders you cannot obey. There's a presumption of lawfulness that retains good order and discipline in the ranks. But if something's blatantly unlawful, you have a duty to say no. That's under our Constitution and also under the international laws of war. So that's true. So I'd say, okay, they're correct about that. They're factually correct about that. But why are they doing this? It's because they are domestic enemies of the Constitution, trying to create dissension in the ranks, and I believe also trying to make Trump gun shy. Mm-hmm. They don't want him taking decisive action anywhere inside this country or against our foreign enemies. So they want to put him on the defensive. So now he's worried about, oh, I don't want to be perceived as a dictator. I got to watch what I do now. And of course, the weenie lawyers around him will be circling him and going, this is why you can't, you know, go too hardcore about, you know, doing mass deportation, even though it's completely lawful. So President Trump should take advantage of this and say, okay, let's talk about the oath. And here's where we are. We are facing an ongoing coup and insurrection by the left and by the deep state against our Constitution. Let's lay it all out. This is the war we're in. And here's why. They should be purging. I don't think they've done enough purging inside the DOD. No. You've got a lot of state behinds, but just like Milley, that'll be, you know, proxies of China. Milley was China's bitch, basically.
They're slow walking everything.
Yeah. So they need to have a purge inside DOD, inside DOJ, inside FBI, and inside the CIA.
I believe
Hegseth is good to go. You just need to do more purging, but Ratcliffe should be fired. Bonnie should be fired, and so should Kash Patel.
Yeah. I think there's a report out there that the culture has kind of changed in the FBI, but he doesn't seem like he's up to the task.
No, well, it's not up to the task. It's not just that. It's also he is now carrying water for the deep state and covering for them. The way he spun the 274 FBI agents in the crowd on J6. He said, oh, they were improperly used for crowd control.
There's no dare.
No, it's complete nonsense. Yeah. So he's covering for them and playing, he's playing bagman.
Yeah.
He's covering for them.
I mean, you know, nobody was with the Butler shooter. He totally acted alone. Do you believe that?
Not at all.
He made those bombs by himself and, you know, he had, someone went and cleaned his house, took all the silverware out after he was dead. They just decided to go do that, you know, but nobody that was associated with him.
Yeah. Epstein killed himself.
Yeah.
The Butler shooter acted alone.
Yeah.
So the FBI was properly used on J6. They weren't actually trying to incite people. They were just there doing crowd control.
And we still don't know who the bomber is.
Right. Can't figure that out.
The J6 bomber. We can't figure that out. I bet that bomber acted alone too. Even though they're on the phone with somebody, acted alone.
Right.
But we'll never know who they are.
And he's not purging out any of the FBI agents that persecuted the American people. He's not going out there and showing American people who all the CHSs were. He's not exposing the deep state.
Well, let's go back to the orders that you were talking about.
He's not investigating the deep state either, obviously.
No, obviously not. Right. But the Oath Keepers put out 10 orders we're not going to follow.
Right.
Like a detailed list of exactly, these are the things we're not going to do.
Like gun confiscation for one.
Right. Yes, that's the top one. And then you look at what they just said, oh, there's illegal order. Don't follow any illegal orders we don't know what they are, but they're going to be, and then they're asked, like, what are the illegal orders? And they go, well, we don't know. He hasn't actually given any illegal orders yet, but we know he's going to.
Well, now they're starting to say, well, this is an example of illegal order, smoking these boats. So they're starting to go into that territory. But I say welcome that. Let's have a discussion about what's going on in our country and what your oath means.
Yeah.
And use that as a teaching tool.
Well, and let's talk about where this drug money goes. What banks, I mean, wasn't it, it was like, it wasn't Barclays, it was HSBC maybe that was getting all, they got caught with all this drug money. And
right.
They say like 40% of the money flowing through the banking system is drug money. It's drug profits. So the bankers have an obvious stake in making the drug money stay where it is and keep the pipeline flowing because, you know, it keeps everybody happy.
Right. That's why they don't want Trump. Like, I believe Trump should use the military on the border in Mexico or even go into Mexico because Mexico is obviously a failed narco state. That's why the Mexican people themselves realize that now. They know that. What's her name?
Sheinbaum.
Sheinbaum. Yeah, she's an obvious puppet of the cartels. And so, once again, Mexico, much like Afghanistan, you've got a failed narco state that is now run by the bad guys.
Right.
And so I think Trump should go in there with the military. But to make him afraid to do that, that's why they're attacking anything he does. They're claiming is a war crime, is unconstitutional or illegal. They're trying to keep him from doing that. And the reason why is because they benefit, like you're saying, they benefit from all the drug money and also all the human trafficking that's still coming across the border. Right now, there are still children being trafficked across the border because with Border Patrol doing the best they can, they still don't have enough personnel on the border to stop it. That's just a reality.
And it's a big border, and there's a lot of places you can get around it.
Right.
And there's not a fence everywhere either. In fact, this is a good time to go to Jay in FEMA Region 10. He's waiting for Trump to stop talking and do something. He wants to start taking action. We were just covering that, like why he's not taking action. Jay, what do you think of that, and what else do you have to say?
Yeah, I'm in 100% agreement. And I listened to Jones yesterday talking with Fuentes about it. And I believe that I don't agree with everything that Fuentes says, or even Jones for that matter. But, you know, he's right. It's kind of unfortunately, it seems to be kind of a pattern, you know, that Trump seems to, when things are going really south, he starts, you know, saying the right things. But then when it comes to actually, you know, doing, it seems to, you know, kind of ring a little bit hollow. And granted, most of that's coming from the fact that, granted, he is the captain of the ship, so to speak. But, you know, 95% of the crew is mutinous. So, you know, how much effect is he really, you know, going to have?
Yeah, you're steering the ship in circles, essentially.
Well, and I agree. I agree with what both Nick and Alex said yesterday. I listened to that. Yes, the rhetoric from Trump is fantastic, but we don't see follow through.
Right.
And it's really strange. Like in his first administration, you'd see he's posting on Twitter about what he wants done, and then Bill Barr won't do it.
Right.
But he never fired Bill Barr.
Yeah.
And we're seeing the same thing now. He'll say, like with Cash Patel, Cash Patel's covering for what happened on May
6th. Arrest somebody.
And Trump was like, oh, President Trump's like, hey, there's no way they're being used in the crowd for legitimate law enforcement purposes. He's completely correct.
Yeah.
But yet his own director of the FBI that he put in there is covering for it. So he should be fired.
It's like, look, I like my jet, Trump. I like to fly around and see my international country sensation. You know?
So I don't understand why President Trump doesn't fire all these people that are not following through with what he wants done. It is extremely frustrating. I just don't understand.
Yeah, you know what he's afraid of? He's afraid of the backlash of firing people. You know,
what's the backlash?
I don't know. Exactly. It's going to be from MSNBC. It's going to be from 60 Minutes. It's going to be from CBS. They're going to be like, oh, they're not doing what he wants. He's dictator Trump is going to fire people.
Right. So here's my suspicion is that he has weenie lawyers around him telling him, oh, well, you can't do that. It'll look too extreme.
Right.
And that's what happens. And they're helping to run the clock out once again, like they did the first term, run the clock out until he's gone.
And then there's no special investigators being put in. Like, make Matt Gaetz a special investigator.
Right.
Let him go. Put Ivan Ranklin. Put him in a special investigator. Let's get some people who are interested and have skin in the game and want to make things happen. And let's turn them loose. You know, because Cash talked a good game, did he not?
For years
during the Biden administration. He went around and talked about how great he was going to be. He was going to dismount. He was going to do all this stuff. And then he gets in and is like, FBI's great, guys. They have this jet they let me use. I mean, you know, what do I have against the? Of course nobody was involved in Butler except this one kid on the Black Rock video.
And of course the murderers from HRT who killed Lavoie Finicum deserve medals.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So it's just like there's got to be some. It's like the fourth angle of the Zapruder film that you never see. It's what they show them. They're like, look, we have cameras everywhere. We got you 6 ways to Sunday. You know, it's what Schumer said. You know, the deep state will get you six ways to Sunday. So obviously they got Kash Patel on something.
He's compromised, which is why he should step down. But if he won't do that, he should be fired.
And why won't he step down? There's got to be a reason.
Because he's doing their bidding. He wants to, like you said, he has the perks. He wants to be in there, but now he's doing their bidding. So President Trump, I don't understand what's going on, but he needs to realize that he's running out of time. He's running out of time to defeat the deep state and save this country.
Well, let's look at a piece of rhetoric he dropped yesterday. This is clip 14. This is Trump talking about something we all love, paying our income tax.
And I believe that at some point in the not too distant future, you won't even have income tax to pay because the money we're taking in is so great, it's so enormous that you're not going to have income tax to pay. Whether you get rid of it or just keep it around for fun or have it really low, much lower than it is now, but you won't be paying income tax. We've slashed $1 trillion.
Now, I like that. That sounds great to me. Slash the income tax. Yeah, give people their own money. And they're talking about, oh, what we put in place of it, a 30% sales tax, which I'm like, well, if you're not paying income tax, you're not paying property tax, and you're getting rid of all these other taxes, and you're just going, okay, whatever you consume is what you're going to pay tax on. Well, I can see that working, except for food. You can't put it on food. And then anything else you buy, luxury items, TVs, whatever, is a 30% tax. And then, but there's nothing else. And if the government can't work on it, well, you got to downsize the government. That's the way it works.
But here's the problem is that Congress does not want to do that.
Of course not.
And so he can say these things.
Right.
And once again, it sounds fantastic. It's like a campaign speech.
Yeah.
Here's what we want to do.
Right.
But then what's actually happening right now?
Nothing.
Right. Nothing. And Congress is dragging their feet. He's not going to get any action out of Congress.
No.
He has to focus on what he can do as commander in chief. And he has to take down the corrupt members of Congress along with the corrupt judges. And I've been saying it since 2020. He has to use his power of declassification to expose them, expose their criminality. Doge, the rest of the executive branch. Doge was the exact right thing to do. He for some reason, he got talked into fighting with Elon Musk and shutting down Doge. The deep state does not want that to happen.
Right.
Obviously.
Which means we need more Doges.
Yeah, the Uniparty. I really believe that the Republican Uniparty members.
Lindsey Graham.
Don't mind losing the midterms because it gives them an excuse to sit on their hands and do nothing, and it continues the grift.
Well, they tried.
They want MAGA to fail. They want Trump to fail.
Yeah, because then the next person, they come in, they're like, well, we can control this next person. He's not a self-made billionaire.
Yeah, so it's just continuing the grift. Let's get rid of Trump. So they'll smile in his face and
Lindsey
beat
Graham.
His ego, but at the end of it, they want him gone. They want him stopped.
Right. And then what do you make of this? Troy Nehls, MTG, they're getting out of Congress. You know, these seem to be like people we want in Congress, but they're like, they're sick of it because they see the inaction going on. And at some point, rational people go, what's the use of doing this if nothing's going to change?
They're being blackpilled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have been. All right. Well, we got a whole nother segment left with Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, Jan 6 political prisoner. We're going to cover, I want to go into this grooming stuff, and we got a couple more calls. Maybe we'll take them if we got time. Stay tuned. You're watching The American Journal. Alex Jones is coming up in just half an hour.
The 12 days of Christmas sale is here at thealexjonesstore.com. For the next 12 days, we will be running a series of limited time sales. All supplements while supplies last are buy one, get one free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement free. This isn't buy one supplement, the same supplement, like Ultra Methylene Blue, get another one free. This is you can buy a $20 supplement and get a $40 supplement free. I mean, this is an insanely good deal. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Sunday, December 7th. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Every purchase gets 50x entries to win our Jeep Rubicon 392. Oh, my God. I drove one of those. Just amazing. So smooth. This is not your granddaddy's Jeep. Every purchase gets 50x entries this week. Every time you buy something, you're putting 50 times in the sweepstakes to win our Jeep Rubicon 392, 10K cash on top of it, and brand new Ford Raptor 10K cash for that. This only happens every few months in a crossover where we're about to end one sweepstakes and a new one's beginning. So there's this 1 week period every 2 months where when you enter to win, you can potentially win both vehicles. That obviously increases your chance of winning one. The bigger issue is it funds this operation. And we can't do it without you. And we have changed the world together. And InfoWars is more influential than ever thanks to you being in the InfoWar. Everything I sell is the very best supplement we can get. the very best, highly rated. I take it all. It has changed my life taking the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum. These aren't sexy names, but boy, they have sexy effects. The ultramethylene blue. And again, consult your physician before you take methylene blue. Ours is medical grade, the strongest out there. Talk to your physician first before you take it. This isn't a game. But bovine colostrum, should probably rerun that ad. It was just me at dinner for my dad's birthday in November, right after he had open heart surgery. Thank God it went well. And they had just gotten my bovine colostrum before we even rolled it out a few months before. And my mother's like, our hair, our nails, our skin, this is insane. Well, bovine colostrum works really great. This is the best. We got the private label, the best that's out there. That's just an example of what is available at thealexjonesstore.com. So you can buy any supplement, buy one, get any other supplement you want free, and you've got just 5 days to do it until the 7th of December, 2025, and it's a total win-win. But you're going to get the bovine colostrum and have a great effect. You're going to get the methylene blue and have an incredible effect. You're going to get the Irish sea moss and have a great effect. Now, things like the Irish sea moss and Shilajit take a week or so to build up to feel the effects. Same with bovine colostrum. Not the case with methylene blue. Not the case with our turmeric. That is the strongest. 95% curcuminoid. The average turmeric product is 4%. Still works great for inflammation and, you know, helps your overall immune system and health. So these are all game-changing, amazing products at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. Wide selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. Do your Christmas shopping with us. Ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, limited edition sweaters. Don't fight the crowds. Get great deals and support the InfoWar. Just decide to do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com and let's continue to change the world together.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with Shilajit, turmeric, bovine colostrum too, and he was always stocked high with the precious methylene blue. But up on Mount Microchip lived the grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast, and he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took methylene blue, red, ultimate life force, and the Shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout, "The globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop." To be continued.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You can also catch us at InfoWars, also infowars.com/show and band.video. You can catch us all there live. We have a network feed that gets all the shows, or you can just go to your particular show on band.video and watch us. And the streams are there. Spread the stream, spread the word, spread us out on X. I want to let people know before we go any further, we are having the only reason we're here and the lights are on is because people go to places like thealexjonesstore.com and participate by getting products that could help your life, help change your life. And we'll talk about that in a second with the methylene blue. But they also fund what we're doing. So we're not getting NGO money. We're not getting nonprofit tax breaks. No, we're a for-profit corporation that brings you news and analysis that you're not going to get anywhere else. I put out a tweet the other day. This guy's bitching about Obamacare. Obamacare was made to destroy the healthcare industry. We were telling people that back in 2013, and I listed about 8 articles that we wrote in 2013 on InfoWars that you could go and read about what a scam job Obamacare was. So it wasn't like we were, you know, twiddling our thumbs then. We were trying to tell people, hey, this is a scam job. And, you know, we just didn't have enough. We didn't have, enough inertia to get to us. So go to thealexjonesstore.com, participate, the 12 days of Christmas sale. Buy one, get one free. You get a methylene blue, you get ultimate life force. Get a ultimate burn, you could get some Shilajit. Get some methylene red, you get some methylene blue. Speaking of methylene blue, you are a favorite connoisseur of Absolutely. Methylene blue. It's one of your favorites.
You bet.
Did you take any this morning?
I did on the way over here.
Yeah. Liquid or pill?
Liquid.
All right. So I did a pill this morning, and because I'm like, you know what, I got to be on for 3 hours, and I got to talk coherently. Can't say over again.
Yeah.
So that's what methylene blue does, and there it is, right there. I take one of those little blue pills.
Yep.
And it clears out, for me, it clears out the brain fog.
Yeah, it helps with that, right?
It just like, boom, the brain fog's gone. It's like your brain's working. You may not be thinking about the right things or whatever. You might be thinking about other things going on, you know, but I'm not going, what am I thinking about? I'm thinking.
Right.
You know, and that's from too much insulin in our bodies. It's from all the crap we eat, the chemtrails and everything else that's in our environment that is actively trying to fight our body. And then methylene blue, whatever it is, whatever it's doing with the mitochondria, it's helping the synapses fire easier and more clearly.
Definitely. Yeah. So I like it. It keeps me sharp. Whenever I'm going to do an interview, I'll do some before I do an interview.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So you can remember all 10 planks of Oath Keepers, which you're in fact reforming Oath Keepers again. So what was it? 2012 you started it?
2009.
Okay.
Yeah, you were there. Jeez. The founding of it on Lexington Green. That's right.
Yeah. So that was 2009.
Yeah, 2009.
I remember most is Guy Cunningham, who did the 29 Palm Survey.
That's right.
He really left an impression on me because he was so animated in what he was, you know, going and why he was there.
Yeah.
You know, and he had done the survey that basically 30% of the Marines at the time, this is in the 90s, would confiscate guns from Americans.
Right.
And that freaked him out.
Yeah, it did. And he blew the whistle on that.
Yep.
And yes, he was one of our founding members of Oath Keepers. Good man.
Yeah. And what's your first plank in the Oath Keepers orders we won't obey?
We will not obey orders to disarm the American people.
There you go. Right. And so you guys are reforming the Oath Keepers. Where can people find more information and even become a member?
Oathkeepers.info. They can find information. They can join there. They have to mail in a check right now. But also you can go to givesendgo.com/oath. And if you want to join, you can just do a donation of $100 there. And they put in the note that it's for membership, and your donation's anonymous, but I'll be able to see your email and I'll honor that. You can just go ahead and join on there if you want to.
All right. I think we've covered a lot of the seditions. We may pick up more of that, but I really want to get to this. This is, the grooming of our children is going on. And I think this RuPaul Drag Race, even though it's about adults, which is fine. You do it, adult, whatever you want to do in your time, dress up like an alien. Okay, fine. Who cares? But when you look at the listen to the words in this little theme song that we're going to play, we're only going to play part of this clip. We're not going to play the whole thing. This is clip 15. And, I believe it's 15. Yes. RuPaul's Drag Race. So this is the promo that they put out. It's starting in January 2nd. Let's just listen to the words that are being sung in this little theme song. Go ahead, guys. Let's play it.
In shady times, let there be light, and let there be drag. This season, 14 new queens will be the light the world needs right now, more than ever.
Wake up, sugar baby, it's the lady boss who paved the way for all the hungry children to get paid on television.
It's pretty demonic.
Wake up, sugar baby, it's
here it
the
is.
Lady boss who paved.
All right. What? They're right there. The lady that paved the way for all the hungry children to get paid on television. That's the words that they're singing right there.
Huh.
And you look at that and you're like, oh, well, they don't mean children. That, you know, they mean these people, the drag queens are the children to the mama RuPaul. And I'm like, okay, you could think of it like that. But let's go to clip 16. This is just the intro. This is what Michael Strahan, former football player, former like defensive end, you know, this is how he's describing Desmond is amazing, who is a drag kid. Okay, let's play this. Let's see how it's connected.
And if you haven't heard the name Desmond Napolis, get ready for this trailblazing 11-year-old drag kid who RuPaul is calling the future. His bravery is inspiring so many. We're going to talk to him in just a moment, but first, let's take a look at his amazing story.
So RuPaul... Oh, look at him prancing like a little girl.
I'm 11 years old, and I like pizza, trains, and drinking root beers since it's caffeine-free.
I also do drag, and I love to put on makeup.
Dresses. Okay, that's enough. I mean, it's warped. It's going to get worse. Don't worry.
Straight demonic.
Don't worry. Yeah. We're about to take it up to 11. But there, RuPaul says this is the future of drag. The RuPaul's theme song for the newest season is about the little children hungry children getting paid on TV.
There it is.
Which is obviously what this kid is doing, trying to get paid on TV.
Yep.
And there's actually clips of Desmond dancing for people at bars and getting tips. Okay, so that's more of the getting paid. In fact, I think we're going to go to that. This is the grooming gangs. This is a kind of a compilation, one of the many compilations I've put out of what they're doing and what they're saying. These are drag queens that want to read to your children, but they always they talk about it. They even admit we're grooming the next generation. Yeah. They say it in that they use the word grooming. And where do we hear grooming? We hear about grooming gangs in the UK, you know, raping little kids and creating sex slaves. So let's just watch this. This is about 5 minutes long. And I hope you're still here with me at the end of it. Here it is.
We are grooming the new generation of Americans to be fully embracing of diversity and inclusivity.
Oh, we're going to strip in front of kids at the library. This is normal behavior, people.
This is what God created us for.
This was in Austin. Billy Weaver shot this footage.
I'm actually going to be one of the drag queens reading for Drag Queen Story Time.
Drag Queen Story Time.
Look, it's child's giving money to the drag queen dancing.
Teach the children.
Teach the children.
Woo, I'm all about education.
It'd be nice to be very tolerant as a libertarian.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
I am not there to push any kind of agenda. I was told at the library council meeting last night that I'm pushing the trans agenda. I'm pushing an overly sexualized agenda.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Do you want to touch my hair? No.
And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable to seeing it.
Michael likes to twerk. Now, does anybody in this room know how to twerk?
Turn around. And shake your butt. Shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them.
It was a first for this branch of the public library, too.
Oh, let me spread my legs in front of you, kid.
The hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish.
I'll show you at the sides.
And we're like, how is this even going on? How is this video even exist? And people are letting their kids participate in this. Look at this. Look at the kids twerking.
What has this world come to?
There's Desmond.
It's come to a world where drag kids actually exist.
And people do ketamine on the couch.
Yeah.
Desmond is the world's youngest club kid.
Looks like he was just simulating snorting ketamine.
If you were out there to find a younger club kid, will they find one?
Mm-mm.
No.
Please welcome Desmond Annapolis, a.k.a. Desmond is amazing.
Michael Strahan again.
Yeah, have you been to a nightclub?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you haven't been to a nightclub? Oh, there is Desmond is amazing at a nightclub.
What goes on in the back room?
Yeah. Should be an all-ages thing.
It's not going to lick itself. There's literally a sign in one of these that says it's not going to lick itself.
No one's there to push an agenda on anyone. No one's there to persuade people or to recruit people.
They were all accepting. They all were happy about it.
Child abuse, pedophilia,
giving me hugs and everything.
Yeah, the woman gets up on her table, spreads her legs. It's a man.
It's a
this
man,
is adult
baby.
Entertainment.
Most people seem to walk away having a good time.
Yeah, start them young, right?
Yeah, start them young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can do drag. Everyone can do drag.
Ooh, I'm all about education. I actually do story time with drag queens in Chicago.
Right? Aren't we surprised?
Yes, family programming.
Family programming.
Love it.
All the words
we have just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its drag queen story hour.
A media spokesperson for the library confirms one of those drag queens, Tatiana Malanina, is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender. In 2008, he was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy.
This is Tatiana Malanina, my sister from Queens of the Week.
A lot of the core values of being a drag queen, love, acceptance, joy,
laughter, self-expression are values that we want to instill in our kids.
Yeah. So I think it's really important so we can turn in front of the adults.
And we spread the joy of reading and the joy of just spreading love.
Spreading love. Don't get it on me.
Yeah, that's where I switched from being libertarian to being...
I am Todd Nickerson. I'm a non-offending pedophile.
Christian nationalist.
I am part of one of the most hated groups of society.
I'll just shut up.
So no question about it.
Exactly.
We don't have self-charged again with something.
I'm campaigning.
But there's the pedophile, the self-admitted pedophile that's like being a victim like now. He's a victim.
You know, we're non-offending pedophiles.
Non-offending
Most
pedophiles.
People,
what does that
you know,
even
they
mean?
See somebody that they're attracted to, do they automatically think, oh, I want to jump on them and have sex with them? So it's the same with us. It's just, you know, we just happen to be attracted to kids.
This should be killed.
And everywhere else it's called
with them.
Pedophilia.
And I'm fine with
but
it.
But when it's done institutionally, and they can get away with people dressed up like demon clowns with your children. Pull up Tranny Time in the New York schools. This is put out in the New York Times like it's wonderful. Oh. And it's the biggest scary-looking group of weirdo pot-bellied men. Looks like a bunch of Dennis Hastards running around with clown makeup on, just hopping around rubbing their giant bellies in front of children. And you're like, what alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in?
You know, I'm going to say this. If after watching those videos, you still bring your kids to one of these drag queen story times, you are a sick person. And I mean, this is what, there it is. It's not going to lick itself. It's right there. Right there. It's not going to, that's what's on the wall at a drag queen. It's not going to lick itself. That's what they're bringing kids to. If you're bringing your kids to this, you're a very disturbed person.
Child
and
abuse.
People should take your kids away.
It's child abuse.
It's child abuse. Right. And you're literally setting your child up to be a sexual assault victim in the future.
Yep.
To get brutally raped by one of these fat pig-like creatures.
Or even worse, to be genitally mutilated.
Sure.
It's like a weird version of the Sharia law mutilation of children.
Right.
It's the same thing that's being done now through the leftist lens.
It is, yes. Yeah. One's through the deep right, one's through the deep left.
Yeah. Well, one's through Islam and one's through, you know, it's a red-green alliance. One's through communism.
And, you know, I thought I put up the grossest footage in that compilation, but you guys are outdoing me now with this B-roll. This is a, I mean, and it's just, it boggles the mind.
So why is it that all the pedophiles went to Jeffrey Epstein's island are not being actually exposed and prosecuted? I can't imagine what it could be.
Because our whole society would fall apart. Because what? Only pedophiles are running society? Only pedophiles can run society? Is that what's going on? Is that what they're telling us?
Apparently.
I mean, oh no, banks will go under. Oh.
Right.
Oh no.
The stock market will crash.
All the
corrupt governments around the world will collapse because they're all been, you know, exposed and compromised because they're pedophiles. We got to keep that system running. That's why I'm so frustrated with Trump. Once again, why don't he just expose them all?
Exactly. What has he got to lose at this point? Because
nothing.
It ain't going to get any better. If you just let it go on, it's just going to get worse. You're going to leave office. They're going to prosecute you and your family, and that's going to be it.
And all the rest of us.
Let's go to part of this clip. This is John Rich. This is what he would like to do with these, with these groomers, I would say, is what he calls them. This is, I don't have the name on it. 18, go ahead.
And I really believe it is a spiritual, wicked attack.
He's just echoing what we're saying.
That they are waging on the kids in this country and around the world. And music is one way they use to do that. That's one of their tactics. And so as a musician myself, I said, I'm going to at least throw one song out there that pushes back against that to hopefully inspire people to at least throw up defenses around your kids. You're not going to knock all these people out. There's too many of them. 36 million reports in 1 year. That's how many were reported. That's not how many happened. 36 million in a year. I don't know what we're
Probably
supposed
10%.
To do with that. We are completely overrun by them. But again, that's the point of the Righteous Hunter, is for parents to wake up, be proactive in their own households, and then go out and find organizations like the Tim Tebow Foundation, people that hire teams of people to go out and sting these bad guys. They set them up, they arrest them, they drag them off one by one by one. I wish the federal government would fund many Tim Tebow foundations. We should have 20 to 30,000 full-time predator hunters, righteous hunters out there across this country. Maybe this song will lead to a conversation like that in D.C. I'm not really hopeful that that'll happen, but it might. And we've got the right administration. I mean, Trump has said he's on record when he was running for president that he thought pedophiles and anybody that sexually assaulted a child should receive the death penalty. but I haven't seen that come to fruition yet.
Yeah. All right, that's good. We can cut it out there.
So why is the FBI doing that right now, taking down all the pedophiles across the country, arresting the 300,000 children we know were trafficked?
We're supposed to have all these ICE people, and when they're done deporting people, just turn them into pedo hunters.
No, do it right now. Well, the FBI has thousands of agents. They persecuted all of us.
Right.
Put them to work.
Yeah.
Go do this. But no, they're not doing it.
No.
So now you got to have private foundations run around and rescue kids.
Well, then you might find people who work at Disney, which has happened before. You might find people who are like in your government, get caught up in these things. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what they're afraid of. And then it all comes down. And the low vibration Satanists that prey off these children and do it for... Because there's a whole system set up, but at the bottom of the barrel is these Satanists who are like, harvesting children, essentially. Because a lot of these children go missing and we never see them again.
Right.
And that's what's at the bottom of the barrel is these people that are harvesting children, and they need to be put to death.
Well, they're actually at the very top. So when Kelly Sorrell, a legal counsel for Oath Keepers, mm-hmm. she was a prosecutor in Texas on the border on sex crimes against children. And she'd work up a case against somebody, and then she'd get a message back. Oh, you can't prosecute him. He's protected from D.C.
There you go.
He's untouchable. You can only go for the small fish.
Right.
You can't go for the big guy.
And that's what you see the FBI doing, getting a lot of small fish out there. We haven't seen any big guns happen yet. Let's go. I think we got time for a couple more calls. Let's go to Andrew in New Jersey. Go ahead, Andrew. How are you doing today?
Yeah, great information about the vaccines. And I wanted to say that's why the InfoWars products like Nitro Boost and Turmeric are so important. Because the doctor is spot on that you guys have on your show, that by opening the vascular and the circulation system in your body, that counters harmful effects if someone had to take the COVID vaccine, like I made the mistake of taking it. And right after I had the shot that night, I had like pain, like almost like stroke-like symptoms. And for at least a month, I had like weakness in my right arm and harder to breathe, exasperated breathing, and I was shooting a girls' lacrosse game, which I liked girls' lacrosse, but I was like huffing and puffing, and the weight of the camera, everything was the same, the variable, so I was weaker, and I was like, oh, I don't want to die, doing a lacrosse game.
Yeah, you need to get the spike protein out of your body, is what you got, yep. And
so all those products are great.
Check out Ultimate Life Force. It's got NAC in it, which helps your body produce glutathione, which helps get rid of the spike protein. That's in my opinion only. Again. That's my opinion.
Which one is that? Life
Force?
It's called Ultimate Life Force. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. Yeah, it's a giant horse pill. I take regular NAC, but I also take Ultimate Life Force. But I've done years of cleaning it out because I got pretty sick from COVID and I did, natokinase. I followed the McCullough protocol, a lot of budesonide, but there's Ultimate Life Force. It's got a lot of things in the back that you will find in a bunch of separate, supplements, but the NAC is really good. Natokinase is good. I think it's got bromelain in it, probably zinc. Those are all things. And if you can get your hands on ivermectin, just start taking ivermectin and zinc. Do it for like a week. And, that's what I do. I'm not telling you what to do, but that's what I would do. and see what happens. See how you feel. And there's a lot of different things you can do out there.
Not only no side effects, but it's beneficial. Like if you say something's good in the bedroom or it's good for hair and skin, it's like, okay, well, why is it good? That means the nutrients that's assimilable and vitamins and minerals that have to work together. So it's not just that something, the products that you sell are beneficial. Overall, they're not just holistic or no side effects. They're general. And then you have specific, but they're all beneficial. More broadly is what I mean.
It's not seed oil sludge you're putting through your veins.
Thanks, guys. I'm feeling great, too. It's been great, like, after I started taking the product. It's been, like, 2 or 3 years, so I'm definitely in the clear, but I'm going to try that one, too.
Yeah, well, excellent. Excellent. Thanks for your call, Andrew. Take care. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I mean, we have to defend ourselves against the obvious plan to depopulate the planet and kill us off. I think Catherine Austin Fitz called it the Great Purge or the Great Culling, mm-hmm. and she's right. And so we have to defend ourselves against that because people are shedding all around us, unfortunately. Even if you didn't get the shot, I didn't get the shot, but I know people are shedding.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah,
I take ivermectin every now and again as a prophylactic. Yep. I used nicotine patches. As a way to fight back against spike protein.
And these are things you can fight that it's the serenity prayer, the things that you can change. What are the things you can change? What you're putting into your body, what you're, how you're exercising, the things you're doing, you can affect, like, you can't affect what Trump's going to do. We could talk about it, but we can't make Trump do something, but we could talk about it. But there's things you could do that you could do right now. Take a methylene blue in the morning, helps you think clearer. So then you're making good decisions throughout the day. You can take Ultimate Life Force, which cleans the spike protein out of your body, you know, allegedly, whatever. Whatever disclaimers you got to put. But these are things that you can do that will put you in the game and get your game face on to go out there and do and take on life, because life's not easy. There's a lot of things going on and not everything's going to work out in your favor. So if you're calm and you're in the right place, you can take these challenges and go, oh, maybe look at it a different way. Something happens. It's not always the end of the world if something doesn't go your way. Maybe that was a door, God closing a door and opening another one.
Right. So even when he has a CEO of Pfizer in the Oval Office, he's praising him as a good guy.
The lizard breather. Yeah.
Right.
So breathes with his neck.
Mass murderer.
Who breathes with their neck? Nobody. Unless you're a lizard. Lizards breathe with their neck. He literally breathes like this. His neck goes up and down like a pump.
Right.
It's disgusting.
So like you said, we can't control that, unfortunately. No. But we can defend ourselves and get off their pills, get off all their crap, get yourself cleaned up. Like right now I'm doing straight carnivore.
Yeah.
Just getting
eating real clean. Meat.
Yeah, eating real meat.
Yeah.
So you do your best, you know, grass-fed beef, try to find a local rancher that you can buy from to separate yourself from the beef system as best you can.
Yep. A chest freezer is not that expensive, and you can fill it up with meat and eat all year long and just have it coming in.
Go hunt some deer.
Go hunt some deer.
With venison.
Yep. Yeah. But just watch out for the Lone Star tick. You don't want to get that on you. All right. 50 seconds. Mike in Boca Raton. Go ahead. In Florida.
Hello?
Yep. You got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Yes. I'd like to address artificial intelligence and robotics, especially the special congressional election they had yesterday. He only won by 8 points.
Right.
He should have won by 30 points. This tells us we're going in a direction that this is the biggest issue. The Republicans aren't addressing this. The Democrats are addressing this with universal income.
Yeah.
By the way, I wrote a thesis.
Give us the link real quick. We're going to the end of the show. Give us the link.
Okay, I will do that. Let me talk to someone there. I'll give it to you.
Well, we just ran out of time. Thanks for the call, Mike. There's a thesis out there we must all read.
Somewhere.
Everything we do is the tip of the spear. You are the tip of the spear when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you buy products. So listen, we have shortfalls, and they're not even that big. But I understand the economy's totally shot. Our audience is as big as it's ever been. And back when the economy was going and we had an audience this big, we'd be in high cotton and I'd be able to expand. Right now, I'm just trying to stay on air. So I need you to make the decision to go to thealishowstore.com right now and take advantage of the biggest sale ever. Black Friday came early. That's right. Black Friday has come early. We always launch it the weekend after before Black Friday. Be a little different. Black Friday comes early. Mega sale, the biggest sale ever. Buy one, get one free on all supplements. The Irish Sea Moss, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Bovine Colostrum, and dozens of other amazing products. This is the biggest sale we've ever done. Ends Friday, November 28th. Buy any supplement and get any other supplement for free. Normally, it's buy one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, get another bottle of Irish Sea Moss, or buy one bottle of Methylene Blue, get another bottle. No, this is add any supplement to your cart, get another supplement free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together. Don't miss out. This offer ends Friday, November 28th. Visit theolicensstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. Take advantage of this amazing deal while supplies last. And here's another little tidbit that makes this a total loss leader when you use it. If you go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Droid or Apple app for free that are the top apps, just in the last few months we launched it, folks at Bigly, the Alex Jones channel, the Alex Jones network, it's the same shopping cart on the app, for your desktop or phone, you get an additional 20% off at checkout on top. So everybody should get the app and should definitely use that. But if you want to support us more, get more funds in, then don't use the app and get the additional 20% off. I'm serious. It's like a form of a donation. When I tell you that I need your support, it's absolutely critical. This is the most critical time.